I don't have a picture of her, but Maddie probably
that
does.
That picture I have, saw, is she on your team?
She's on the Angels.
Oh, did she play in like...
She's playing a Bad Apples, but
yeah,
not anymore.
She likes me. I know that is now. I know she is.
I don't think she likes me. Who doesn't like you?
I don't think she does. I didn't call a penalty on her. I remember one game and she said something to Lenny.
Because you didn't call a penalty on her?
No, I was again. She said she thinks she got tripped up, but I didn't call it because she tripped on her over own feet.
I mean, that's classic Joey, though.
I know.
Not calling shit.
Don't come at me. Don't come at me. Yeah, obviously. Ooh. He was on the other end. On his cell phone, probably. Don't come at me and tell me I don't know how to do my fucking job.
That's Emily next to me.
Did
you bang this shit?
No.
She's been talking to Garbez.
Emily has?
No, not talking to Garbez. Like, they're real good friends. Like, he's trying to make her a ref. Like, we're going to let them ref some games next year together. Like, she's been
Aren't you going to do her? Aren't you going to do her and Sherry?
Well, we're thinking that too. But, like, Emily's all excited. Like, Garbez is, like, her ref mentor now.
Oh, she's going to be terrible then.
What? I don't have to tell her.
I thought the league needs more terrible refs. I thought we didn't have enough.
He's a terrible athlete. I mean, I played against him a couple
times. He is not a terrible athlete.
He is a terrible
athlete. Stop it. That's crazy, man. He's a good athlete.
He's got weird shoulders.
Weird shoulders. That makes you a terrible athlete?
Have you seen him run?
I mean, no, I don't pay attention to things like
he's
that.
He's not good. You're faster. You're faster than he is.
He's a good corner.
Have you seen me? I'm like a fucking gazelle. So older, wiser,
good answer.
Fatter.
You know, there used to be a girl in the league named the Gazelle.
Like,
a
couple years
her
ago.
Name was actually Gazelle?
No, that was her nickname because she used to run, like, it was Michelle Page and she was like 10 feet tall.
She had super long legs, right?
Yeah. But you know what? She used to just bail on bailing. Remember. Like, she took bailing to a new level.
Like, without texting anybody?
Yeah, she just.
Whose friends was she?
John Moore. And
really?
Valmore, yeah.
No kidding.
And then she played on I Touched You There kind of for a season, and she bailed on them, too.
That's when I remember her.
Yeah, nice girl, though. She had a nice way about her when you could, like, finally get her to commit to something.
That's called big leaguing. When you just don't, you just fucking get big league, dude.
Come at her.
Get big league.
Someone say something to her.
But we had an issue over paper
airplane.
What
was her name, Michelle Page?
Yeah, but that's a story for another day.
Well, Michelle, if you listen to this podcast, get your ass back to the league.
Can I ask you an honest question, Maddie?
Bitch.
So you make a paper airplane for somebody, right?
Yeah.
You hand it to them. What's the first thing that person should do?
Throw it.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
You thank that person.
No,
well,
throw
after
it.
You thank them, you do throw it. Right?
As I'm cocking it back to probably throw
it in his face,
to throw
I'm
a
sure.
75 yard paper airplane that's going to turn around and come back to me.
Like a, I don't know, like a paper boomerang.
I'm
going to
say thank you.
I don't know. That's weird. But
you know
I
what?
Do it.
I hand her a paper airplane.
Yeah,
what does she do?
She probably
she says thank
and
you and puts it on the bar.
Or did she open it to see if it was like a love note?
That was a gazelle. Did
good lord, I would never do that.
I know that you wouldn't do that, but does she know that you wouldn't do that?
Yes.
The gazelle. Who did this?
She's not even my type. She's like 12 feet tall and.
What's your type again?
Half my age. What?
What's your type again? I forgot.
Blonde and crazy.
And big tits.
Solid. Yeah, nice ass, big tits, blonde and crazy.
Gentlemen. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with the season recap. This is going to be our final podcast covering those final games. We've got our champions in the room today. Some of your feature guests are going to be... Matty Ice!
What's going on?
Over on the other side there, we've got Mr. Joey Bats. And of course, the man, the myth, the legend, sitting in the corner today is Mr. Lenny Alba.
Hello, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host of the show, the one, the only, Joe K! I think I just watched Lenny's eyeballs explode when you were yelling like that. That was amazing. It was like Ghostbusters or something.
That was very good.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. I am your host today, Joe K. We decided to switch it up a little bit, mainly because when we talked about how we were going to run this podcast, Lenny didn't want to have anything to do with the league again. So I was going to have to be in charge of
hiatus.
Burnout.
Because the champs are here. That's
champs, clearly. Yeah, there's a lot
that's
of gold
only
in this
reason.
Room. A lot of gold in this room, everybody.
What?
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 Yeah, it's true. Actually,
there's D1 gold in this
there's
room.
D1
right
gold.
Now.
I think there's Breakfast Club gold. D4 gold and D6 gold. And that one cushion alone.
Yeah. Big dick gold.
Yeah, big, a lot of big dick
oh,
gold.
Oh, like the three-way champs of that, right?
Triple you get the bronze.
Get out of here.
You
we
get the bronze.
What? I'll challenge.
Out of the three of us,
I'll
you
challenge.
Have the
I've got no gold.
So we've been...
Where my Rolex? Does that count?
Like, that counts. I was going to say that.
It's been like 3 weeks since we've done one of these. 4 weeks? It's been a minute. Season's long dead, but good news is in store already because Uber is officially here. So
hell yes.
That's great news.
If you are an Uber driver and you're listening, around August 26th, every Saturday around, I would say 10:30, it's going to surge at the Rose Garden. So come make your money.
for all these raging alcoholics in this league.
I'm buying their stock on August 25th.
You guys are, and the people who stay there, like, I see Snapchats and shit from you and Paul and Botch and shit.
Savages.
And you guys are insane. Amazing.
It's the best.
Insane.
Like, you never have a more fun time. It's like a party every weekend.
I can't. I do it for an hour and I want to get the hell out of there. I'm ready to die.
I literally clock in around 9 a.m. for Breakfast Club. Can't leave until at least 5. Got to
put in
a solid day.
We should install
work
punch clocks, actually, yeah. Just see who spends the most time.
Literally
got to
clock in and put in a solid day's work.
Non-Tower Division.
That would be Neiman and Baccio.
Yeah, it would be.
Paul's there all the time.
Yeah.
Especially now that he's banging Taylor Pagano.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is your living legend. In the corner, Mr. Joey Bats.
I love it.
I want people to sing this song to me when I walk by them next year.
I was going
to
sing this song anyway. Actually,
can we put that in the rule
can
book?
We just, can you just get audio like strewn about the trees that just plays it whenever he shows up?
When they see me pop my trunk in my car to grab my bag, I want someone to be behind me waving an American flag.
Well, I'll put a speaker in my fanny pack and just walk around.
I think I have ideas for week one. B's brother and American flag just shambling beside you. He's not going to be sprinting.
And I have to rip off my shirt before the game starts.
Fireworks.
Clearly.
You need an entourage.
Why would you even be wearing a shirt in the first place?
I'm married now. I got to at least put the show on for the household.
Bring the singlet.
So we're doing.
Oh, obviously. That's been washed. It's clean and ready to go.
It's ready to go.
So we're doing pretty good here. He is, of course, over in my seat, the peanut butter to my jelly, Leonard Alba.
This feels good.
Lenny, you're so happy, man. Last time I saw you, you were miserable. Like, how are you doing?
All right. The season had ended, and I'm going to be completely honest. I literally did not know if I was coming back. I was going to save this for the end, but I'll say this now.
I would like to hear why.
I had a conversation with Topper, and we had a nice, very long conversation. And we decided what was going on, what was working, what wasn't. And at that conversation, I decided that I will be back in the fall.
That's good news.
Yeah, Lynn. It was nothing. It's nothing against Topper. Just this league is just, it's driving me insane. Yay.
There's a few people, I'm sure, that are driving you insane.
Yeah. And I got to be honest with you, people. Look out in the fall. We're going to fix the sub thing. I've got that fixed. You're going to love how I do this.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
this. You people are going to be answering directly to me. So I'll tell you right now, I know how I'm going to fix this. I've already set the email up. It's going to be awesome.
It's in drafts.
That's yeah. Our commissioner and sub-coordinator. Well,
if I'm going to pub anything, it's called sublist@gmail.com. You better all get a pencil and you better write it down.
Wait, at Gmail or toppersports.com.
sublist@gmail.com.
No, we have to make it toppersports.
It's already set. It's already in the rule book. Rule book's done. You're going to be sending me an email, actually, before the Thursday that you play a game, and you're going to send me an email requesting a sub. And if you don't, and I don't catch you without using the sub that you emailed me about, I'm suspending you 3 games. I don't care who you are.
Bitches.
Interesting.
So we're going to stop all this sub nonsense now.
I guess, but people lose players. Like, what if somebody's brother dies on a fright?
That's not their problem. There's going to be 6 men and 6 women on a universal sub list, and they're not going to be game changers.
Yeah, and what? Like, all right, that means me. What I don't get is, like, if those are the rules, and it says it's, like, Thursday at midnight, and if I'm the other team's captain, like, I don't care if it's at 12:01. I want to see the timestamp on the email, and if it's not there, like, you're not playing.
You're fucking psychopath,
like,
but
just
I love it.
Get it done. Like, I don't care. I have people text me all year. Like, a couple people from my team would text me on, like, Thursday at, like, 9:30 and say, I can't make the game on Saturday. At 9:31, I was emailing Topper to say, like, who can I have play on my team? I didn't say, like, can I have Sherry play on my team. I would ask Topper. Then all of a sudden you show up and you got girls or guys that are playing in D5, D6, whatever, and they're D2 or D1 quality athletes. Agreed. Like, it's ridiculous.
Let me say something real fast on top of that. I mean, you were texting Lenny a couple weeks ago after we dominated the first round of the playoffs for my D3 team.
Love it.
So we were.
How'd that go in the second day?
Yeah. I cracked my ribs. I got blasted in D1. Oh. We won the ship in D1, though. Do you guys remember that or no? So anyway.
Oh, you only won one championship? And only had a broken rib when I had a broken wrist?
Two broken ribs.
I guess we'll get into Ace soon.
Let me continue here. So in my wife hasn't played all year because she messed up her knee or whatever. So in our playoff game, we were super shorthanded. We had no girl. And I went off the sub list, right?
Yeah.
So I emailed Topper during the week or whatever. I said, yo, I'm going to go off the sub list. Tell me who I can take. So I went off. I was like D3 and lower, whatever the rule is. So I text Kelsey from Jay-Z's team.
Uh-huh. She's a lawyer, right?
No.
Different Kelsey.
We have two of those now.
But that Kelsey is a lawyer. Wink, wink, Emily.
Interesting. So she was like, yeah, I'll play. So she was playing with Jay-Z at 12, and our game was at 1. So she got hurt at Jay-Z's
game.
Hurt
her ankle. I was reffing that game. Yes. Her ankle went down.
Yes. And then that's when I came to your team and said, can I grab someone? Mm-hmm. So your game was still finishing up, and our refs wanted to start our game. So I said, and Jill had a knee brace on. I'm like, she hasn't played all year. I'm like, you could just play the first series. I want to get this game started. We are on offense, whatever. So she caught one pass. She got out, didn't play the rest of the game. And then the chick on your team, I can't remember her name, but Casey, she's fast as hell.
Yeah.
So she caught a bomb. At this point, she caught a bomb. It was her first pass I threw to her all year, all game. And we were up fucking 28-0 already. Mm-hmm. So she catches a bomb down to the two. The kid, I don't fucking know his name, the quarterback for that team, the Greek kid with the Greek father.
Oh, Alex.
They
own the force. Yeah.
It looked like they own Jesse Kostopoulos. That's what they look like. Mm-hmm. So he says something on the side. Like, she can't play. There's a sub rule or whatever. I'm like, dude, we're up 28-0 right now. It's her first pass she
and
caught.
And she's a division lower than the one she's playing in.
And it's her first pass she caught. It's the first pass I threw to her all day. And she was just, she booked it, dude. She just ran right by someone. So for that, if that's not the way it was supposed to happen, but that's that's something that needs to.
People have sour grapes all the time.
Correct.
Though.
I mean, we were fucking up 20-0. They couldn't even stop us.
Like, what happened in our game? Like, the day of our game, remember, I had a guy bail the day of, and I was like, Joey, do you care? Because Topper said, ask Joey if it's okay for
I don't give a shit.
And Joey's like, yeah, fuck it. Let's just play football.
I agree.
And that's how I feel. Like, if you're going to come to me and you need a sub, I'm probably going to let you do it.
I agree.
Like, as a captain. As long as you're not trying to bring, like, you know, a D1.
Yeah, but that's for every one of you and one of you, there's 10 people that doing it the other way. Now, that's my point. My point is this.
Agreed.
It is July, what is it today? The 13th?
13th.
You have till August 26th to set your roster. So, unless you crawl to a rock and don't talk to anybody, that gives you 5 more weeks to talk to people. Would you like to play with me?
Yeah, 8 more
you get 3 weeks time. He gives you 3 weeks into the season.
But so that's a different thing, though, because even
get
if you
more
have,
people.
No, even if you have you could have a list of 20 people, and if you find out for your 11 o'clock game at 10:30 that the person who's going to be there isn't going to be there, you're not going to get somebody to show up in
but that's,
half an hour.
Then you have
to play
that
short.
List, no, but that's what that list is
for.
Yeah,
the universal, the other list.
That universal sub-list is for. Like, I get that. I think there's always going to be instances where, like, something happens the game before. But I felt like there was teams this year, more so than any year, that every single week was bringing a different person from a different team to
ridiculous.
Play for them. And, like, I understand you run into, like, issues, but when it's happening every single time...
Yep.
Then they need to go and say, like, can I add another person onto my roster for the rest of the year? And this person will show
Did
up
you hear
instead
that?
Of using
let,
somebody
let
else.
Let me ask you a question real quick, Glenn. This goes back over the course of quite a few seasons now. When we talk about this universal sub list, is there any potential of there just being flat out free agents, people that really don't know others within the league that do want to play?
They're
assigned to no team. But they're willing to play as long as they get that call
there
a few days in advance.
There are a few people that sent it for Breakfast Club.
That's how we got Travis.
That's how you got Travis was like that. There was another guy that you got him at the end.
Herb.
Harris?
Yeah. No, who's the guy you got at the end? He was a ref, and then he played for your team.
Oh, Dave Wilburn.
Yeah, and then there was Mo, who was – there was a couple guys. But
Mo didn't have anybody because he was on Who's Your Daddy,
but
and they
the moral of the
up.
Story is
Mo.
It's not hard. And I got news for you. This is a guy who's been here since day one. I'm going to throw their name out, Green & Associates. Years ago, they had a roster, and you know what they used to do if they had three girls and three guys? Instead of whining, oh, we don't have our team, they played 3-3. And you know what? Sometimes they won. Sometimes they lost. They played. Top Line Solutions, I remember, played us 2 seasons ago with – 4 girls and 2 guys. And they said, you know what? We're not going to dick you over at the last. We're going to play, and that's what they did. My point is, buck up, people. Get your damn team on the field, and whether you win or lose, just play the damn game, because you are causing us a freaking colossal headache with rescheduling and subs and teams going left. It's driving us insane.
At the end
actually,
of the,
go ahead,
Joe. No.
Yeah,
fuck
we're
you.
Say at the end of the day.
Fuck you.
Do it.
All right, at the end of the day, it's a fucking bar league, right? Yeah. And we're just here to get, you know, par your balls off and win some ships. Did I mention I won the D1 championship?
You did.
Only
did?
Four times so far, and I'm surprised it's not 5.
I didn't even know that. I just wanted to make sure I won it.
God, I love this man.
And I only get mad because, honestly, at the end of the day, we should have a bell every time we do that, by the way.
Ding.
Every time somebody complains, guess who has to hear it?
You and Albert. Yeah, and like,
fuck that.
I completely understand, and I think you guys are, you should do it the right way, or you should do it the way you're doing it. That's the right way. Just put a list
those are
of
the rules, and that's
6-6, and that's it, and say, like, if you're outside of the rules, unless the other team's captain, which... If you say, I don't care, like, if you're playing me, I don't care, go get whoever you want.
I agree.
That's completely fine.
Right.
But if the other captain wants to be a dick, like, they're within
the
rules.
Well, no, that's
the
thing.
They're
within
the
rules. Completely
in the rules.
Like, Joey could have said, no, man, go fuck yourself. And I'd be like, all right, cool. I guess I'll go
but
do
see,
that because I'm not playing.
It's funny you brought that up. We're taking that out of there, too, and I'll tell you why.
That's bullshit.
For every guy like Maddie that's a good guy, there are people that literally feel pressure that if you talk to them and say, well, if the captain says it, what if the guy doesn't want to, but he's not going to tell you because then he's a dick?
No, it's not being a dick. Like, we can make it clear. I'll put it all over Facebook that people who decline this are not being dicks.
Well,
like,
that's how
easy.
It's construed.
Who cares how it's construed? It's the
that's
league.
Why people always say yes. Don't worry about it.
Like the three people here just agreed that they would do it. We're literally agreeing to basically break a rule and let you do it, and we don't give a shit. Because
no,
at the end of
doing.
The day, I think everybody wants to play football,
ding, ding,
and
ding.
That's what matters. So
my point is, you guys got 5 more weeks.
Okay,
go out, go to bars, find more people. Because if not, you're going to feel my wrath.
Whatever you guys decide, it's just that should be it. There shouldn't be. like a conversation. It's what
Okay, I do have one last question about your sub list then. Are you going to put a quarterback on it?
You know what? I don't know. That's a good question.
Because like, I feel like you I'll need to.
We might. Who would be a perfect guy? Somebody like Johnny Deal, we might.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Because like he helped us out when we had all those issues with Jeff's brother-in-law.
That's a perfect player.
Dying, but then he could only make the one game he played, and we were screwed again.
So that's not
Let me bring this full circle real fast.
Okay, you do it, Joe.
I can't beat your fucking team, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to bring that up because like you're a really good friend.
I know. I can't
want to do that.
You guys are fucking terrible.
Joe, you're D1. Like, you shouldn't even be in our division.
What is that?
You're D1 champion, man.
But I don't. What I don't get about the sub rule thing is like, what if it's somebody like me? I'm on the list. If I'm on the list, am I allowed to only play receiver?
That's because we feel bad for you.
Or can I play quarterback?
I bet you know, in this scenario,
people have.
We'll have to say that Maddie is an eligible quarterback
because
for these divisions.
People have asked me to play before.
Yeah, but I don't think you guys understand. There's no more guy subs.
But then I go up.
Only girls.
If I'm going up and I'm playing against you, not saying you would do this, and I play quarterback against you, they say like, oh, he's not allowed to play quarterback because he plays quarterback.
Some people, I can see that.
I'm like, what the? Well, you're supposed to be better than me. So what the fuck do I care? Like, I'm just doing somebody a favor because they're asking me to play. But like, I guess at the end of the day,
it's so beautiful.
Ding.
It's not even doing it on purpose.
It's just going to be the rules are the rules. That's it. And now that you have 8 weeks or whatever, however long. Put 20 people on your roster in case you fucking need them.
Everybody gave Ramir shit for having like 57 girls on Riley Street.
He literally did
Guess
have
what?
40 girls.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah,
he
you had
was
52.
Smart. He was
me?
Smart
yeah,
about
the
it.
Angels, you guys were...
I had 15.
He had 17. And you know what? You were smart
awesome.
About it.
Yeah.
You probably had 7 show up each week.
If you can get them, that's great.
No, I agree.
Everybody should do that.
People were bitching about that, though, because they wanted to have their own female teams, and a lot of them... crapped out because they a lot of these girls were like,
you.
Well, people just don't want to play with him. But like,
let's put
people be like, oh, I'm already on a roster.
Is
well,
he bang chicks?
Let's make it very clear. Nobody,
they lay eggs.
No other girl in the league other than Joey's wife, and it's still debatable, would rather catch a ball from anybody but me. So that's why everybody wants to play for me.
So let's see. I guess we should get into the games because, well, we did play. some. I'll let that one sink in for a minute. So let's just go to Breakfast Club quick. Since, Maddie, you're here.
Yeah.
And now it's your first day. You know you might have potentially 6 games ahead of you.
Yeah.
You go in with the Vale Pals who have, you know, they were the only team to lose to Chelsea's team. Like, it wasn't very great.
Dude, they were like Joey and you guys. Cheryl had our fucking number,
dude. Amazing.
Cheryl was roasting us every time we played him. She put up 40
points. You played Peanut Butter Kelly time, who was, you know, said by some people in this room that they were absolutely, no matter what, going to win this championship. And then they got fucking smoked. I shouldn't say that. You should add that out. That's at 17:49. So, and then what happens is a broken ice steps up. Can't catch, really, but he did. But I heard you were chasing Travis around. You had 3 sacks, was it?
I had 4 sacks.
4 sacks?
Yeah.
Travis is funny to watch play quarterback on that note.
Because he throws up in the huddle?
Correct. throws up after every 6 plays.
It's like draws. It's great. Like,
he just doesn't.
Pukes before games.
He never throws a pass on time. It's always running away and then throwing it, making it 10 times harder to throw than he has to.
He does run
a lot.
Like, that's his thing.
A lot.
Well, basically what happened in that game was we just said we were going to try to slow it down because if we try to get in like a shootout with them, we didn't think we could beat them. And for some reason, Topper, we have like one of the better receivers in Breakfast Club in
Topper?
Jake.
Oh, I
and
see him, Topper.
Topper would never throw him the ball. So we said, like, Topper, like today, maybe we could throw Jake the ball a couple times. And I was like, well, I can't really catch it. Like, I'm going to wrap my wrist up, but like, just throw it at my body. Like, don't make me like catch it with my hands or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then. We go out on defense first drive, and we decided to have me rush Travis because he does run around a lot, and that kind of gave him a couple fits. But pretty much it was just us taking our time. Topper still didn't throw it to Jake other than towards the end of the game, but they were running like a zone, and it was just 10-yard digs at a time, and they were running 5 across when we got close. We would just pick wherever one of the girls was and run a triangle, signature Topper move, we scored a ton of points. They couldn't stop us.
So it was an odd year. So of course Topper won Breakfast Club again.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure he's won it in 2013, 15, and now 17.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you said he was on fire with the triangle. Like,
yeah.
That's peak Topper. Like,
that's Tim Dove's triangle, by the way.
I know, but that's how Topper performs his best. You know,
yes.
Like, great people teach great players how to play.
Basically, it was just
Tim Dove's not a great person.
It was 10 yards. Yeah. It was 10 yards.
Oh, that was a joke.
It was ten yards. It was 10 yard outs, and then a girl and an 8 yard in, and we just made a living off that. And then when they started moving in towards the end, the real nail in the coffin, it was actually fucking hysterical. We start huddling up, and I'm just telling Topper, throw it in the ground. Like, throw it in the ground, throw it in the ground. It doesn't matter if they get the ball back. We just need to waste as much time as we can. We can let them score, and then we can do the same thing, and we'll win. And he's like, no, let's try to pick up a couple yards. He throws one about 3 feet over Val's head.
It gets picked?
And it goes right through the girl's hands. Like, thank God. I look at Topper. I'm like, throw it into the ground. Jake comes up, hasn't said a word all season. He goes,
it never does.
He goes, we're on our two point conversion line
going the other way.
Yep.
It's like 4-0. I'm like, Topper, just throw it into the ground so we can punt it. Jake's like, no, I got a good idea. And he brings his hand out and he goes like this. He goes, everybody go like this. And he motions everybody from the left to run right. And he goes, Topper, I'm going to be on the right and run left. And he goes, just throw it as far as you can. This guy keeps running. I can smoke him. We all rear our head back and we're like, okay, yeah, let's try that.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
Dude, he does it. He burns the guy by about 100 feet, and Topper puts it on him in stride, almost in the end zone. It was the longest throw of the season for Topper in Breakfast Club. Only touchdown Jake caught all year.
Topper never really threw the ball much to Jake.
No.
Because they would just put their best player on him.
And he kind of just used him to clear out, but it was hysterical. But Topper played really well in Breakfast Club.
Can I ask you a question, Matty?
Did well.
So when we're talking about Topper, we're talking about a guy who's been around as long as I have. He's played forever. He plays quarterback. Do you literally catch yourself being on his team? Because I say this all the time when I watch him play. Like, are you shocked at literally how football dumb he actually is?
No and yes. Like, sometimes he'll come up with this play, and like I'm like, that's never going to work, and it works.
It works amazingly.
So well. But then I'm like, we're up 18 points. Throw the ball into the ground 5 times. Throw it down. Let him come down and score and do the same thing and we'll win. And he's like, no, we got to pick up 15 with Val on a deep hook. I'm like, no, we don't.
Do you know what a deep hook is?
Yeah.
But like, other times he says, Topper, I don't know. He's like a faulty switch.
Yeah,
like, you can flip it up as many times as you want. And sometimes that light's going to come on. And other times you're like, well, there's no power here. And that's when
he... You know how his brain works? You want to hear a funny Topper story?
Yes.
I've known him since high school. I don't know if you ever played euchre with Topper.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Have you played euchre?
Yes.
Okay. If you ever are in your room with Topper, do not sit across from him at a euchre table. You will kill yourself. And this is just to accentuate the story a little more. So we're playing euchre. Nobody ever played with him. And I'll never forget this. So I'm a really good euchre player, and I'm playing with him. And one day, you know, he calls it, and, you know, the deal flipped around, and he called it. And all of a sudden, or no, he actually told me to pick it up. And I look at him, and we got smoked. We got euchred. I'm looking at Topper, and I'm like, Topper, what the fuck did you call this on? And he looks at me, and he goes, well, I hit a 9-queen off, like 9-queen of spades. And, you know, like, we call clubs. And I go, why the hell did you call it? He goes, well, those are the two most spades I hit in my hand. And he goes, if I didn't call anything else, I only had one card of each, and I couldn't play.
So just pass.
Are you fucking retarded? But that's how he thinks. Because he had two spades in his hand, a heart, a diamond, and a club, he's going to tell me to pick up spades because he had two of them.
Lenny, how many people do you estimate listen to this podcast?
200.
And you'd figure 190 of them have no fucking clue what you're talking about right now?
No, I'd say at least 100 of them played euchre.
Let me say, the 15 people that do are literally like, I will never play euchre with a man that does that ever again.
I love that.
The one thing I learned about Topper this year, especially from being his receiver, which I actually liked playing receiver, it was fun, but once that old arm is cocked back, that is it. There is no,
it's flying. Yeah.
There is no, like, he can't pump it.
There's no
it.
Turning the safety
yeah,
on.
He yeah. can't, like, bring it back in and make a move. Like, once this thing goes back, like, even if you're not open, it's coming. Like, so you got to be ready for it.
Can you scream, release the catapult?
It's more of a trebuchet, but yeah, definitely.
He'll pump it, like, not pump it, but it's like a, like he's about to jerk off in the air, like, 3 times before he cocks that back and explodes. And he'll
shake weight.
Yes. Well, let's see. He'll shake weight for 3 pumps and it'll ejaculate in your face for the final pump.
Let's move on to the games that we're at for D2 and D5. I mean, nobody's here to talk about it, and I don't really remember them much. Jim, you got the scores, or do you want me to do it? I'm going to do it. So real quick.
Well, unfortunately, the captain sailing the ship today didn't get me the scores, but that's okay.
I mean, it's in the chat that you're in. That's where I'm looking at it, too, on my phone. So it's on you. Don't turn it up hot. Do not do that. real quick in the first round, Angry Buffalo beat Bad Apples 53-31, and then Grain Associates beat Titans in Motion 46-36. And Bad Apples and Titans Motion were convinced that they should be playing the championship game, so they played They played a separate game for about 2.5 hours on the one open field. It was great. And
their game?
Yeah. That was one of the first injuries of the day, too, because I know that on the last play of the game, Tiger like broke his finger down through his hand, which was beautiful.
It was in the game that mattered.
I'm pretty sure he still played with a broken hand in the game that they just played for fun.
Respect.
And then in D5, the Bams beat Quinn 34-15, and Cupcake rolled Hope and Ruin 44-19, which brought us. Go on.
The Bams have like 37 people.
Dude, the Bams bring up the Bams are a lot of them are from Lockport, and they do like I actually watched
here
this
we
game.
Go. Here
fucking
we go.
Lockport.
They do
here
fucking
we go Lockport.
They do like to what Joey just said. They do like fucking hockey line changes, like offense and defense, like a 5-year old.
I've seen people.
It's
do
like
that,
a 5-year old Y basketball game. They brought offense and defense out. They fucking they stay fresh and like they're two speedsters. I've known them for years, like quote unquote speedsters. They'll come off offense and they won't play defense and they will literally light up like cigs and stand on the side of the field, smoke and like flip the dart off, then go back in and play offense.
I didn't watch too much of those games, but every time I looked, it seemed the same guy for the Bams was just running really far, scoring a touchdown.
Yep,
and it. It worked every time.
And their quarterback can throw it pretty well.
Yeah, they definitely just blew by Quinn.
He wears a hat when he plays.
But
a forward hat.
The championship games were a little bit different, though, because
the Bams got rocked.
The Bams got rocked. They lost to Cupcake 44-14. Mm-hmm. So I think that might mean we'll see Cupcake in D4. But in the D2 championship game, it was Angry Buffalo taking it over Grand Associates 36-28.
That was a good game.
That was actually a very
that
good game.
Loved that game. It was an awesome game.
So I some tidbits from both. Number one, kudos to Nick Such.
Yeah, guy can throw.
I remember the day like it was yesterday, Nick Such and actually Emily came in here, and they literally hit at it. And Nick Such said, we were coming together at the tournament. Beware of us, you know, come the season. And they were. Props out to GNA. I was surprised they got as far as they did.
I
had a feeling,
it's 'cause of Doobie.
And I was saying it, the tight ends in motion is talented as they were, would not make the finals. And as much as I like Alex, I just didn't think that he had enough arm strength to get past some of the other teams. And it looked like it would prove me right. The one that really shocked me, though, and like I said, I've been doing this forever. The Bams were 9-0, I think, going in.
Yeah, they were rolling.
Crushing everyone. This was their year. They had Mark Antecchi. They mm-hmm. signed him to. Yep. He was crushing. And it was their year. They were going to win. I saw him in week 7. And I said, huddle up. And all 30 of them came over. And I was talking to them. And I said, guys,
let me give him motivation. We
have to win.
Small crowd.
I did. And I said, listen, if you lose, I'm going to publicly ridicule you for the rest of your careers. And we have to disband you in quarters to the North, South, East, and West. And they're like, no, we've got this. So
9-0, and they
here comes
it up.
Cupcake, who was the old go fumble yourself. And they actually lost 31-30 in the regular season, so it was closer than people think. Cupcake comes into town, and that's it.
Cupcake
so,
was old goal fumble yourself?
No, they were all... They were
go
all,
fumble yourself in D6, and
yeah,
they went to D5,
yeah,
and then they moved. Yeah. But, oh my God, the Bams got to be... Talk about... You've had some summers where you went off the grid. They're off the grid right now. Like, I bet you if we called... Like, we should have called them.
Actually,
Greg Pierce is probably crying right now.
No, actually, Topper told me that they're one of the teams that signed up for the wine tournament already, so...
Oh, good. Maybe they want some revenge.
I guess they're, you know, shaking the
dust
off.
They're going to need two vans to go back and forth.
Yeah, they're going to have to take two limos.
That's going to be a tough trip.
And Greg Parrish is in a shower right now in the fetal position, sucking his thumb and
like
crying.
Ace Ventura.
I guarantee it. He keeps rocking back and forth going, I thought this was supposed to be my year.
Is that the quarterback?
No, that's the real tall receiver. He's a great guy.
Where's the glasses?
No, he's the real tall dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's Parrish.
Those guys are good dudes.
All right, well, I guess then let's go to D3 and D4.
You guys suck, though, by the way, Paggots.
Which ones? All of them. It's Joey Vads.
With your D3 and D4 games, Saturday's R4, the girls took that one, 21 points. Over top one, too many, was 16. DMX, 40 points on the board, walking away there. Gryffindor, 26.
Boo.
Why so serious? 34 points. Home Tech, 14. A&A, 70.
Put some respect on that, Jimmy.
A-A-R-P.
70.
That's disgusting.
With 6.
70.
I think they played with 4 people that came against you.
No, I didn't.
No, it just looked like it. Every time I looked at that field, man, I was throwing bombs. Like, AARP looked like they gave up with, like,
they gave up after the first 3 possessions because we scored in 30 seconds.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah. We scored 3 touchdowns in 30 seconds. First play of the game, bomb. Next play of the game, pick 6 for a touchdown. Next play of the game, or next play, pick 6 for a touchdown.
Oh, boy. That's...
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
that's how you win
70. I'll ask the question again. I mean, Maddie, to you. So you got botched, if memory serves me right, early in the season against Why So Serious. If
a couple blown calls.
Yeah, they were 9-0.
Yeah.
You're sitting back in the weeds, waiting, doing what you... Well, botched you, right?
No, it wasn't botched. It was it was Mike and Lou.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, they fucked up.
But you're waiting, you're sitting.
Yeah.
Yep. And classic. Here comes Why So Serious, 9-0. They got this. Oh,
we have their number in the playoffs. We lose to them every year in the regular season. And if you look back, every year we play them in the playoffs, we beat them.
So let me ask you one question here. 70 points right there, right? D4, right?
Yeah.
So when you face Gryffindor in D3 next year.
Yeah.
70 points?
So,
boy.
70. Come on now.
Yeah.
This is face-to-face here.
We might give up 75, but I'll put up 70. No fucking problem. I don't play defense. I just score.
We have
not here to stop you guys.
We have a new addition coming to our team this year, a chick.
Oh,
right.
Go on.
Because Jill's knee's still all banged up. I can't mention her name because she asked me not to.
Oh, I can only imagine because, who that is.
Because
let me think.
It's not Scotty's sister.
Okay, it better not be.
It's not her.
Sister.
No, she was.
You're pushing the line already.
She was so unreliable, and I'm calling her. I hope Scott's going to listen to this. Katie was brutal.
She's really good. When
she's
she
a
plays,
great.
Though.
She's a great.
She's really good.
Player, great athlete.
She's a good football
but
player too.
She was the busiest girl I've ever met in my entire life. Every week she couldn't play.
Dude, every week wedding.
That's it. Was wedding beach. I'm like, Katie, come on, show me some effing respect.
So Joseph, you lost to DMX 40-26. Do you remember anything about that game, or did you forget it all in your championship haze?
My ribs.
Popped so many bottles.
How'd you pop? You popped your ribs in this game?
No, I did it the week before, or the 2 weeks before in D1, because I won the D1 championship. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, congrats on that, by the way. First time I've heard about
it. Thank you. I got fucking blasted. I'm a small dude, you know what I mean? But I got a big, I got a big dick. Right,
yeah,
right.
Definitely.
So I'm just, we were playing, I don't even know what team it was, that new team who, whatever that new team won this D1. So I'm just, they were shorthanded, so I was roaming around playing safety, fucking around, because we were up by 20. And this kid threw a bomb, and I went to go block it. And these two kids, it was like Josh, who's like 6'2 or 6'3, and then some other kids who's 6'2 or 6'3. And I just think I'm going to go up with them, and they didn't see me. And Josh fucking blasted
you're out of their field of view,
blasted me on the ribs, and then landed on top of me, dude. And I just started working out again last week, so I couldn't do anything. It was brutal. Yeah,
it's tough. Ribs are tough.
You still look pretty great, though.
I feel good, though, obviously. I'm jacked up.
Can't argue that.
So then that game, I was sore as hell, and there's no excuse. But actually, there's an excuse.
I remember DMX from. I'm going to be very honest. I remember DMX from D4. We played him in the championship, and they beat us, and they beat us with a small ball. They were the reason why the rule had to be jumped.
Yes, I remember that.
And I remember thinking, these guys are fucking posers. We would whoop the shit out of them if we played them with a real ball.
Nope.
I'm going to eat my words. No, they are good.
They're so good.
And I've watched them play. They're not, like, explosive. They're actually – they're like the Spurs.
They don't even huddle.
The Spurs.
They're just like – I don't even know. They're just really good.
They don't huddle.
I'll eat crow on them because they are good.
Their quarterback smokes a cigarette in between the games.
Does he? I didn't even notice that. Awesome.
He smokes eaters. Awesome.
Just because it was that good.
Yeah. Right. It's like – I was pissed.
Loved it.
I will say I'll give Saturdays for the girls credit here. Because
me too.
Honestly, they went out and beat Showtime, and then they played Topper and just made Topper look like Topper, actually.
I would have blown my brains out if Jay-Z won that. Honestly.
Well, I think you and a lot of the league felt the same sentiment there. And for a minute, it looked like maybe that'll happen.
I'm gonna weigh in with an amazing Jay-Z story because I reffed that Showtime Saturdays for the Girls game.
Sure, go for it.
So at halftime, they are down by like 21-0. 28-0. And
Jay-Z was down 20-0?
Yes.
Wow.
And he comes off the field with about a minute left. And they had just made their first completion, and it was to him, and he said he needed a break. So he comes off, and he literally looks right at Garbaz and says, I'm so fucking done with this team. I'm never playing with them again. They don't know how to play football. It's fucking ridiculous. And Garbaz is like, to Garbaz's credit, he's like, dude, relax. Like, we're fine. Don't worry about it. The game's not out of reach. Like, and he was like, Ricky can turn at any moment. They go down the field on 5-0 with about 18 seconds left. Jay-Z calls a timeout from the sideline right before they're about to snap it. And the Showtime defense was kind of like miscombobulated, and they were probably going to get a touchdown on that play.
Discombobulated.
And everybody goes ballistic on Jay-Z. Don't fucking call a timeout from the sidelines, you prick. They're all screaming at each other. And I feel bad for their quarterback, this Cody guy. He's just like standing
there.
He's
so mellow.
He's not a word. He's just like a hippie guy taking it easy, like throwing darts out there. The next play, Jay-Z draws up like this play or whatever, and they throw it up. The guy from Showtime, instead of picking it, tries to bat it, like, out of bounds. It goes off his fingers, goes end over end, and a girl from Saturdays After the Girls catches it for a touchdown.
Nice.
And then Jay-Z's like, I fucking told you. I knew it was going to work.
I knew that random play of chance that has a 90.
So then they get the ball. They score. They get a stop. They're getting close. They're reeling it in. And just as they're about to, like, I think they were down maybe 10 to 12 points. It was 12. That Kelsey girl rolls her ankle.
Oh, yeah.
And Jay-Z's like, you got to be kidding me. Now we got to play man down. Yeah, and I felt bad for her because, she was, like, playing well for them. So Jay-Z's like, are you fucking kidding me? Blah, blah, blah. They just keep – Garbaz is like, let's just keep rolling. We got this. Let's just keep going.
Garbaz, the voice of reason.
Yeah, that was what was crazy. He was the voice of reason in this aspect. Anyways, they end up beating Showtime.
Right.
A girl down. For probably about the last five minutes of the game.
And you know who scored the game-winning touchdown? Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Of course he did.
It's beautiful.
He scored the game-winning touchdown, and he went ballistic, but now to bring the story full circle, after the game, I'm, like, giving my whistle to Perry to go over to my field. I'm walking by their huddle, and he's like, I fucking love you guys.
Yeah,
no, I knew we had this the whole way. Of course. I'm going to stick with you guys.
That tough love, man. He has that tough love.
It's like Tom Brady.
It was amazing. I loved it.
They went out. They beat the top two seeds in D3 and went and played DMX, who steamrolled them. It was like 46-25 in the championship. But
they had the side story of the year.
You think so?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know if you – like, the quick story is, you know the whole Garbage situation, right?
You'll have to be more specific.
Well, week one, they play Topper's team, and Tim Dove signs Brittany, who was Garbaz's ex-girlfriend that he
heard about.
Had the thing.
Yes.
Garbaz is livid. Topper wins.
Yes.
Well, the Godfather even wrote in his article, he said, Garbaz will get his revenge, Brittany will come back, and Garbaz will win, and he called it. Because Garbaz beat Topper with Brittany in the lineup, and after the game, Garbaz was glowing.
had that killer smile.
Mic drop Garbaz. Garbaz won, Brittany zero.
Maddie, I know we talked about this real quick because you put up 136 points.
It's a fucking machine.
In D4. Like,
put some respect on it.
100%. 100% this time you're going to D3, correct?
That's
there
fine.
There is no fucking. No, I'm asking you specifically, and I'm not forcing you.
150%. I told Topper he could put us in D2. Whoever doesn't want, wherever he
you're
wants
the
us
most
to play,
confident human being
he can put us anywhere. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't care if we go 0-0, whatever. I always know I'm going to be the fucking drunkest
Lenny
quarterback
put him
in the league.
Well, yeah.
I'm looking at Joey Bat's face as Maddie's saying this, and he's looking like, you dummy, don't ever go up a division. You hide as long as you
stay
can.
As you can. As long as you can.
It's like Billy Madison. You stay here.
You stay,
you stay here.
Gryffindor's been hiding for 4 years in D3.
You can't fucking win that chance.
All right.
So
now for what we've all been waiting for, the D1, D6 games, which is the most fun of the day.
For sure.
Yeah. Unless you play for Ace.
Yeah.
33 Speakeasy, 35 points. Eyes Downtown with 30. Public Enemy, 33. XTC, 0.
Yeah, it's tough.
Maddie's Angels, 28 points on the board. RSS Ladies with 24.
That was a good game, I heard.
Ace with 39. Salino Sewer Rats, 18. And then over there in the finals, D1. We'll get to in a second. D6, Maddie's Angels, 64 points with Ace on the board with 6.
The boys can score!
Hold and on, D1.
On. That kid, that dude's got one leg you're playing with in D6.
D1, Public Enemy, 23 points.
This is where it's at right here.
And do we need to say it? Yes, we do. 33, Speak Easy.
It needs to be said.
With 35 points on the board.
37.
Oh, yeah.
Just listen. Just hear it. Just embrace it.
I mean, to get to the semifinals quick, like, Public Enemy kind of blew out XTC. I think they stopped that game early.
I heard Maddie had played terrible that game.
Milwaukee is not good.
Yeah. Played terrible.
33 Speakeasy Eyes Downtown. I didn't watch too much of that game.
It was the best game of the year. We were down. We buried them. We were up 21-0 at halftime or 20-0.
Did she commit the penalty?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't there.
That was definitely a penalty, and yes. I believe that there was another play right before that where they were calling like a sack that didn't happen.
Correct. It was a good Jay-Z was laughing.
And that was it was a very, very good like
non-call.
And they were losing their minds about it, and they were blaming him the entire game on that one play, which is not even close to true.
But the penalty down at the end, that was a no-brainer. She didn't know where the ball was. She didn't want to get beat, and she just tackled her base. That was a no-brainer. That was neat. They both called it. Even the guy, Jay-Z, called it from the line, and then I forget who was reffing down
there.
Did
he say, I hate you, Eyes Downtown, and then after the game say, I love you guys?
Yeah, that's probably.
That'll be in his heart and his memoir after the end of the year.
I won't lie. I don't think anybody saw any of the Ace Salino game. No offense. Just everybody here was either not at the fields or watching the games that the other two were playing in.
Quick question. Quick question. What's it like playing against Bobby?
It's easy to get in his head. It's super easy to get in his head. You just got to get him off his game. You just start talking shit because he wears that fucking bandana.
Come and
punch him.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that. This is why we're like one fucking amazing mind.
Lenny, how do you feel about that?
Coming from guys.
About Bobby?
I like Bobby.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I like Bobby too.
Coming from guys who wear bandanas/headbands and make them look fucking great.
But he ruins it.
This guy kills it for us.
He's literally
ruining bandanas for the league.
I don't care
about his play on the field. Just don't wear the bandana.
I've never seen his hair before, but he's got to be losing
gotta
it.
Got to have
nothing. He's covered it up.
It's a bandana club. I didn't even realize that.
Wear a bucket hat.
Did you zone against him?
Bobby, we played three deep. We matched up a little bit. We did it all.
Because, you know, the book is starting to be written a little bit. People were kind of manning Eyes. And like I said, I wasn't there that weekend. But Eyes Downtown was starting to get manned a lot, and they weren't cranking it off. I just wondered if you guys had tried it, too.
First half, we played man the whole time. But the second half, we backed off because we were up 21-0.
Coming
back.
Something about The book might be out on Ice Downtown if you man them up.
Chadwick runs two routes. It's either a dig, or a, not a dig, a hook or a go. That's all he does.
Interesting. Now, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. I know last time we had a podcast, I believe Sherry was here, and she was super negative about her team's chances against Maddie's Angels because
they were
going to be missing people, and they're like, Ramirez might have to be quarterback, and everything's going to be terrible.
It was not. I felt terrible.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? You had a game at the same time.
Let me interrupt you 1 second.
Sure.
Joey Batts came in for
he
one.
Did have
yes,
one
he, I was going to talk about this miraculous story, you
I'll
son of
you,
a bitch.
I'll let you go. No, go.
No, please. No. Joseph, please, no. They're getting out. The games were behind on the field walk, that yes. 33 had a game on. So
being the premier athlete that I am,
there you go.
As I was a D1 champ, if everybody didn't listen to that.
Yeah, not was, yeah. Still are.
I am the defending.
Reigning and defending.
Thank you.
But at this point, your mindset was so D1. I was surprised you came over and you had that in you.
Correct.
It was unbelievable.
That killer fucking instinct, you know,
I can't explain it.
Ric Flair, I'm whining and dining and profiling.
Woo!
There it is. So
how did your drive go?
So I see, well, let me set the scene for everybody. Whoa. I see Ramirez taking a snap and I see Ramirez throwing it. I'm like, this is bad. They're going to get beat by 100. You're going to score 400 points on them.
Like, Ramirez was on the sidelines warming up.
No.
Before the game, he's just throwing it to these girls, and the girls are like, they're even telling me, they're like, okay, you need to play quarterback.
The ball's coming out like a boomerang.
Yeah, Sherry said to me, she was like, can we just call this game now? And I was like, Sherry, like, let's just play the game. Yeah, let's just play.
So I see him. I don't know if you guys have just come down to score in a couple plays, and mm-hmm. I see him in the huddle, and no offense to Ramirez, he just doesn't know how to call an offense. So I see the girls looking around. And I yell from the sideline because my game's like way behind for whatever reason. I'm like, Ramirez, let me play quarterback for the first, you know, until my game starts. Like, absolutely. So we come down.
He couldn't have been happier to hear
exactly.
That.
I think he got a huge boner, I think. And then the stars aligned. You know, my right arm felt like
dynamite.
Stick of dynamite.
He gets
it. Tom Brady's arm feels like Joey Batts's. Get that right.
This dude gets it over here. So I come down and we score. I think it was like 3 or 4 plays. I'm like, this, do this. I was just methodical down the field.
You walked down the field and scored, and then hey, Joey, your game started. You got to go play D1.
I dropped the mic. I walked off. I think I pulled my pants down real fast so everybody can get a glimpse. And I got the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And I won the D1 ship. Did we talk about
that? We'll actually finish. Yeah. We'll get to that in like a minute. Don't worry about it. But what I wanted to say was Maddie's Angels, who's been just running through everybody they played, that was not your best game.
Let me tell you exactly what happened.
Well, hold on, really quick, before we get into that, I do want to give credit because after Joey left, Ramirez played really well.
He did play well. Ramirez, that's what I heard.
Well, this is exactly what happened. This whole year, all we've been hearing from the Godfather, everybody was why so serious was going to win the D4 title. I knew ANA was going to win it, so I was just like, I came off a high because we didn't beat them. We spanked the shit out of them.
Can confirm, actually.
Scott and his dad.
Why did they switch quarterbacks?
We're trying to switch quarterbacks.
Why did they do that?
The senior walked over and kicked a chair after we scored at one point. He's like 50 years old.
They were definitely
like, they were fighting with each other, and like every time we scored, I was going, I was cutting promos every time we scored.
No, it's
such a dick. I was every time we scored, I was just letting them know that they weren't going to catch us. I was like, you can score as many times as you want. You're not going to catch us. So we won the title, and then it was like start up the Maddie's Angels game. And I'm going to be very honest. I took them as an absolute pushover. I was like, we're going to beat them by 50. And I came off of like such an emotional thing from beating the shit out of Why So Serious. I was like, I just need to relax for a little bit. We scored the first drive. The next three drives was the first time the first time of the season we didn't score on back-to-back drives, and then we didn't score again.
Right.
Like, I was literally just like dickballing. I wasn't paying attention. I was fucking around. And finally, like, Emily walks up to me and she was like, why aren't you having fun? And I was like, I was like, I don't know. And she was like, just start running around. She was like, you're not even running around. Like, you're throwing it before 5 seconds every time. Just start running around. And I was like, all right. Then it started to like go forward a little bit. But to give credit, like, Ramirez had some terrible throws, but he also had
some very, very good throws.
He had a throw that I was laying on the side. I was laying down on the side. I was just so tired. I guess this is post game. Sherry walked in the huddle, and this was in the second half, and said to Ramirez, I'm going to run a go.
Just throw
at 6 seconds, throw it as far as you can.
Ramirez.
And he was like, and he was like, and I guess he was like, I don't know if I can throw it that far. And she was like, I don't care. Just throw it as far as you can. He threw it and caught her in full stride, probably from
the best throw of
the
day.
The two, no problem. And Sherry walked in the end zone. I sat up and I was like, "Holy shit! It's okay,
like,
Ramirez."
It's like, well,
let's not forget that there were two drives. Like, you guys won by 4 points, and there were two drives that he had Brandi Clark wide open in the back of the end zone. He threw it where she was standing, and she inexplicably took 2 steps to the left and tried to catch it like this and just dropped it instead of an easy body catch for a touchdown that might have won the game. And I do believe that he had Sherry on a touchdown that she dropped, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one play goes the other way. Ramirez could have won the damn game against you guys.
Ramirez could have been Saturday.
The MVP. Yeah.
He actually played very well. Like, everybody was down on him, and they're like, Ramirez, you're going to suck, whatever. And he just went out there, and as soon as he got into a groove, like, he actually looked really good, and he deserves his little shot.
No,
he's there, too.
I literally, at one point, this is how bad it was. I tried to throw a pump fake, and it came out of my hand and went right to Sherry. I tried to throw it. We were trying to run like a stop and go right through the middle, and it was just going to be a lob over the head. So I had Kate Miano go out. She runs like a 5-yard dig. I pump. Sherry bites so hard. I'm like, this is going to be a wide open touchdown. I go to bring the ball back. It's going forward, and Sherry caught like a 5-yard. It was like I basically threw it to her. Right to Sherry. It was just ridiculous. Like that game was so wild. I'm glad we won. And shout out to. Emily.
To Joey for leading the team down on those
ones. No, but you want to know what, though? You did go for two, and we did stop that, so you could have lost.
We could have lost by two.
But, you know, you fucked up. So.
That's beautiful.
There's that.
All right. So then, Maddie, you get what you wanted. You talked about this, I don't know, a million times to anybody who could hear it, that what you wanted with Maddie's Angels was ace. You wanted them in the championship, and you wanted to pummel them into the earth.
Yeah.
And let's be fair. That was not the case in the beginning. When that game started, I looked at you, and you were not looking at yourself. You looked at me, and you said, man, this is my fifth game, and I am tired.
Sixth game at this point.
No, fifth. That dude has... Breakfast Club, 2D4, and then one Maddie's Angels. So,
you're right.
So
that dude who plays on his ace has, like, a fake leg or something.
The quarterback?
There's no way that he should ever throw a touchdown.
Lenny, can you confirm or deny?
He does not have a fake leg.
It's just hobbled.
This man is... I hope to be moving like that when I'm that age. He's just... rocks that shit, and they always yell at this poor guy. His receivers are always yelling at him.
Well, because his receivers are dicks,
right? Those dudes are weird. Those guys,
bizarre.
And we'll get in. So I was walking. I was actually with second shift. Him and I were just perusing the field. You didn't look too great. You know, you didn't look super into it. And Ace kind of was moving the ball a little bit. I think they scored first.
And that was the only time they scored.
Yeah, ended up being that way. So they come down to the field, and there ends up being a pass interference call in the end zone.
Right.
And it was blatant as fuck because Dave and I were sitting at the
Both
other
refs
end.
Had it.
Dave and I were at the other end of the game.
Sounds like the fix.
At the other end of the field, and we looked at him like, "Well, that's blatant pass interference. Like, good work there." Yeah. And they decided to like complain about.
No, no. Let me tell you what happened. It was the most absurd thing I've actually ever had happen to me in this.
It
league.
Was pretty crazy, but go on.
The court for what we did. It was very simple. We put whatever I knew. Whatever the girl that was on our team was getting covered by one of their girls. Would have the advantage. We ran a girl snapping it 3 far right, did nothing. Didn't move off the snap, and we made a living off a girl one-on-one the whole way. Mm-hmm. Then they switched to zone, and we just did a little thing. They went back to man. That's what we kept doing. And they were rushing a guy thinking that was going to, like, you know, bother me. And we get down, and it's the girl-on-girl. We've literally thrown 5 passes to her. I throw, like, a little, like, flip out to her. She just shoves her in the back. Now, granted, like, she broke up the touchdown. She did the right thing.
But the call was also right. Calls.
Ron, the dude Joey's talking about, doesn't play defense.
No, he doesn't play defense.
Storming onto the field.
It's a ship, dude. Leave him alone. It's a ship.
He storms onto the field, and he's like, are you serious? And because what happened was when I threw the ball and she pushed her, I said, that's pass interference. So Billy threw his flag, and Ricky
He got
threw
in your
flag.
Face?
No. Billy... is going to, you know, with one leg. Billy's one leg.
I'd like
leg.
To see who could win a race between those two, actually.
He's going, it'd be the greatest.
The winner would be the fan.
Who is?
Billy's faster than he looks.
he's literally going to pick up the flag, and the quarterback comes up and he's like, you're letting this kid call the game for you. Big mistake. Billy goes on a fucking power trip.
I can
dude.
See it.
No, power. No, no flag. It was just even better. I've been doing this for 17 years.
Oh, God.
Nobody makes me make a call, whatever. And the guy finally says, the other quarterback, Ron goes, I'm not playing the game until somebody goes and gets Ramir. I want Ramir to ref the game.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is right.
No, hold on. Ten. He sends one of his receivers outside. We sat there for 10 minutes.
What was the score at this point?
No.
Six. Oh, nothing.
It was that early.
Six,
holy shit.
Yeah, it's like the second possession. Or something.
Second possession in the game. And that's what got me into it. Like, that's what got me fired up. I literally looked at him. I was like, are you serious? And he was like, yeah. He was like, you're going to make the calls the whole game. Everybody in this league likes you, so I want Ramir. And I was like, all right, whatever. So the guy comes back over, and Ramirez like, no. Like, I'm not reffing the game. Like, Ricky and Billy are right. More than fine. They both had the same call. He's like, I'll stand here and watch the game because I want to watch it, but I'm not going to ref. 10-minute intermission.
Now that I remember.
It was literally, it took so long. Like I said,
minutes.
Dave and I were standing at the other end zone. We saw that play happen, and we're like, what's happening here? All of a sudden, the girl who committed pass interference sprints down the field to Ramirez, who was coming back from the bar because it was obviously just after his game. Right. And he just looks at her and he kind of like gives her a look. Like Ramirez, like, what?
What do you want me to do?
He walks on the field and like he said, Ramirez just looks at him. They're like, Billy's for Maddie, blah, blah, blah. And Ramirez just goes, that is stupid. These referees are absolutely fine. Play the game.
So that.
And he walked off the field and good. And then they played it. And did you run the play to score that touchdown?
So yes. next play.
He scored?
I walk over to the one girl where she's one on one. And I don't huddle. I always just walk up and like tell them what to do. And Sam from Why So Serious walks behind, calls the snap. The girl doesn't move. Sam throws a corner fade to me. I catch it, turn around, point it around, and spike the ball into the ground.
Like he dented
and
the ground.
I was like, it's go time. I looked over at Travis. I was like, we're gonna run the score up. They're not. I was like, we are gonna beat them 100-6, and we almost did.
No, it was beautiful. So then Ace got near the end zone, and they ended up throwing a pick 8 on the next play. So like Travis made a great play, got the pick in the end zone, and just decided to juke the shit out of all of Ace. Ran all the way down the field, juked another kid who tried catching him, and then pitched to a girl who got a touchdown. And then after that, Ace was broken. They fucked themselves by pissing you off. Because Maddie, like I said before that, he was dead. He was like your wrist started hurting again.
Because
I watched you handful of pills take them. It's probably not healthy.
That's safe.
You drank it down with Fireball. I remember that.
I took 8 Advil with a shot of Fireball.
Yeah, that's probably not, not the smartest thing.
Everything was above board. There was nothing illegal, nothing. There was
no cheating and no hunky punk.
No. And then it just became like the greatest show on earth. Like they were like Kurt Warner style, just
and what happened,
ripping through, like girls were playing like Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce. They were just ripping through Ace's defense. Ace couldn't do anything, and they just looked like defeated. They were just there.
Give credit to Lenny too, because I've heard Lenny say this, and I've watched after I've been watching Ace for a little bit now. Ron is a very good quarterback 10 yards in it. He runs all timing. So the first half, they were with the wind at their back. And I told the zone to move back a little bit because he might have been able to get it over them with the wind. In the second half, they were going into the wind, and the wind was tough. He actually didn't play quarterback for 3 drives because the first drive, all of his passes went into the dirt. We moved the zone in, and Travis was maybe, no joke, he was our free safety. He was maybe 10 yards back. It was close, and he couldn't throw it over. We were knocking balls down left and right. They put another guy in. He threw a pick to Jackie from A&A, who ran it back.
Nice.
Then they put Ron back in. They couldn't score, but
64-6.
But what was the greatest thing about that game was, I will say, I know their 2 guys weren't there.
Right. It wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered because how we played that game.
Oh yeah.
How we played that game was, they manned us and we just went one on one with their girls and it was 10-yard digs at a time. And when they came close, we were throwing bombs over the top. And finally, the one guy who's a little chirper, he was chirping the whole game and he started going to Travis. He literally said to Travis, he was like, "Well, just so you know, I'm a better athlete than you." Travis was like, "Okay, but number one, the score doesn't show that, and number two, you're in D6, so take a break."
Like it wasn't even bad because every time Ace threw a terrible play into the ground or Maddie's Angels scored again, it was just Maddie to Travis or even some of the girls' guys. Just all you would hear on the field is, "Boy, Maddie, I thought this game was supposed to be good." I thought Ace was sweet. Like I thought this was supposed to be like the battle of the century. They blow. It was amazing, and Ace couldn't do anything but actually like shut up because they were just getting.
There's a video that got onto Facebook from Emily's mom. The little chirper started rushing me because I was running around. They had this big guy rushing me. It was like 6'2". And then I started running around him. I realized I was faster than him and could get away from him. The little guy starts rushing me, and he says to me, and he was like, "You guys are so disrespectful. You're making our girls feel like they can't play." He was like, "You could never score a touchdown against one of our guys." I looked at Emily, who had the guy, and I know Emily's faster because now he's chasing me. I'm like, "Emily, I want you to run a whip. Run up 10 yards, like you're going to run a slant out to the right, and you're going to score a touchdown." It's the play after he said it. And Emily's mom happened to get it on Facebook. This guy jumps in front, misses it by a mile. I throw it to Emily. She walks in the end zone. I looked right at him. I was like, "Oh, who was covering her?" He literally hung his head and walked to the sideline.
Yeah, nothing you can do about it. So,
by the way, real quick, how's your mom doing?
She's doing good.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh,
tell
her
I said hi.
Oh, will do. She's a nice lady.
I love it. Well, let's get to it.
I want to hear it, Joey.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're reigning.
Get to what?
Defending D1 TSL champion of the world, Joseph Batts, who will be signing autographs at the KeyBank Center on July 28th, where WWE comes into town. He'll be outside in his own little booth where the peanut guy used to be before he died. Ladies and gentlemen, he's your champion. Why don't you walk us through
the game? Take us through it. Should we start from the beginning?
By the way, the autographs aren't free.
Did the peanut guy die?
What? Yeah, the peanut guy's dead, man.
He passed away?
It was a recent thing.
They're not free. That's absolutely 100% correct. They're like $150 a pop.
$1.50, six from the crew, and here's some mandatory Motley Crue. Turn this shit up.
Let's let that feed over everybody. So if everybody doesn't remember, we started off 0-3. This was a new team we put together this year. I mean, I'm a phenomenal athlete. My brother's okay. He's just tall. Everyone
you're carrying him.
Come on.
You've been carrying him your whole life.
Let's be honest. He's just taller than me. He's got gangly arms. You know, it's tougher when you're... I'm 5'8". Anthony's 6'2". He's going to be. You know,
it's got to hurt your back.
I'm carrying the whole fucking team, if you want my honest opinion.
With a broken rib.
With two broken ribs.
Two.
Who's the funnier driver for B's brother out of the two of you, in your opinion?
Anthony did it one fucking time. That's another thing that pissed me off. That asshole did it one time. I had to take that putt home.
Well,
four fucking weeks.
I think there'll be more opportunities in the future. Don't
oh, that's
worry.
Definitely laying it down. So we started off 0-3 because we were a new team together. And obviously Garrett texted me over the summer and said, hey, you're a phenomenal athlete. You can probably help us get over the top.
I'd love to have you.
Can I see that text? I know that you saved it.
I actually have it. I'll send it on the website. I'll send it so you can put it on Facebook.
So, do you know how many of those texts he gets, like, you know, in the off, every offseason?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's
you don't think A&A's hasn't tried to recruit him a couple times?
Everybody.
Mo's trying to sign him just so he can be the face of Mile.
I'll take that up if the offer's right. So we started off 0-3. The first game we got, we lost to Public Enemy. Like, we had that nice bet on there. I'm still pissed about that. We should have been walking around with the tag team titles. That's for another day.
Yeah, but don't worry about it. Lenny will definitely bet you something again where you can win them.
We need to make that happen.
But it should be the IC belt.
So then the second game, we played that new team. And then that one kid who was just fucking amazing. That kid's
Bloomfield.
He's really good. I'll give him credit. I don't know him that well, but he's really good.
Derek freaking Bloomfield.
And he's a nice kid.
I know. I was talking a lot of shit to him.
You can't even hate people who are good and nice. Ugh.
You know what? Somebody said, here's a little thing. They were talking shit to me. We couldn't stop him at all. The score was 53-50. He just kept fucking running.
Didn't he have like seven touchdowns?
He scored every touchdown. Yeah. So we were just, they were going deep. And they couldn't stop us, though. So they just, I think they got an extra point or two. So the one time I scored a touchdown, right? And he comes over the top because I was talking so much shit during the game because trying to get his head. He comes over fucking swinging hard and trying to knock the ball out of my hand. Obviously, he didn't.
Obviously,
like,
got hands
I got the strongest hands in the league, so I started fucking screaming. I'm like, those are the fucking strongest hands in the league. You got to come in harder than that. So Corey Turner comes up to me. He's like, dude, you got to calm down. They don't know how you get. He's like, if you keep talking, I'm going to have to throw a flag. I'm like, nah, dude, I'll stop. Right. So I'm like, fuck you, man. So he throws the flag, right? So
that's 57-53, Jim.
The next time down the field, the quarterback.
What's the penalty on that? What's the penalty
it should
on
be
that?
Stop
being Joey Bats.
Should be a hug and a handshake to me.
Right. So
all right, I'll stop. Fuck you.
The quarterback starts talking. I start talking shit to the quarterback because they just went down and scored like the next play, I think, or two plays later. So I don't know what the fuck we're doing. We can't stop him. So I'm like, I'm talking shit to the quarterback. He's like, oh, you got little man syndrome. I'm like, you know what, bro? I got a bigger fucking dick than you do. I started laughing. I'm like,
yes, goes here. Do you want to see it?
Like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Out it comes.
I'm like, you know what? That's a funny one. That's a good one.
Do you unroll it like a fruit by the foot?
I just always keep it wrapped up around my waist. So that's, I digress a little bit. That was my favorite game of the year. We lost by 3. Doesn't matter. We won the ship. So we started off 0-3. And then we just went on a fucking tear. I think I just started getting in people's head. I'm like, guys, come on. I have a reputation to keep. We can't fucking lose. We can't go 0-9 if I'm playing
division
1.
Wait, you inspired your team by saying you have a reputation to keep?
They know.
I'm just making sure that you actually said it.
Who was the leader of the NWO? Hulk Hogan. I'm like Hogan. Who was the leader of the Four Horsemen? Ric Flair. I'm like Ric Flair.
Wasn't
lead
Eric
by
Bischoff
example.
Running? Eric Bischoff,
Eric Bischoff was
NWO.
Behind the scenes.
That's a different podcast. We'll do that one next.
So we're 0-3 at this point, and you know, we have a mass text going on through the year. Garrett's like, guys, hey, we're fine. I'm like, you know what, guys? We're not fucking fine.
Is that when you compared everybody to wrestlers?
That's when I started. That's exactly what put us over the top. So we're on this mass chain, and these guys don't really know. I mean, I know them well. I grew up with them playing high school ball and shit, but they don't know me like Anthony knows me. So I'm texting Anthony on the side. And then I'm like, I'm going to compare everybody to wrestlers. So I'm on the list, and I put Taylor and Margo were Scary Sherry and Luna Vachon.
Oh, my God.
I was fucking dying.
I've never seen a more accurate depiction of people.
If you don't know who they are, Google those wrestlers.
Luna Vachon.
Luna Vachon. No, they're just double Luna Vachon.
Rest in peace, Luna Vachon.
R.I.P.
And Sensational Sherry. She passed away, too.
Did she? Yeah,
both of them.
They're all in wrestling.
Rest in
everybody's
peace.
Dead.
So that's
so
what
next?
Put us over the top. I can't. Josh, I had some good ones. Garrett was a blue meanie from BWO. Josh was the best one. I can't remember. Maddie was the Giant Gonzalez.
That's funny.
So I was Stone Cold, obviously.
Obviously, duh.
Well, duh.
Come on,
Texas Rattlesnake.
So that put us, and after that, we didn't lose a game the rest of the year. I'm not saying that put us over the edge or that made us champions, but
you guys were really good down the stretch.
We did. We played sweet.
Yeah. You guys smoked Karan. Like I think it was last week of season or 2 weeks.
Yes,
it was. Like you didn't beat that. You smoked them.
And my brother played quarterback that game. Actually, Garrett was at the Gus Macker, and you know, I think I burned Andy Smith like three or four times. The best athlete in the league. I think I pretty much ran.
Most generic name in the league. No, Andy Smith. Jesus Christ.
I thought the best. You're the best athlete in the league. That doesn't make any sense.
Is that when you won the title? The best athlete.
That's right.
Worst name ever.
That's when I mean, I was always second because he's a good athlete. But
isn't Andy Smith John Smith's brother?
Yeah, definitely related.
Right.
Oh, for sure.
They know Stacey Smith.
The Smith family. Yeah, all the Smith family. So that's when I took the title and I said, fuck it, dude. I'm not giving a shit back. Come on. I'm in the Division One.
But here's the thing. I'm just going to come from a completely outside thing because I only watched a couple D1 games this year. I've watched Public Enemy. I've watched 33. Only two teams I really cared about because I got friends on each of the teams. Obviously, my team was up by 50 fucking points, so I didn't care what was going on in my game. So I got a couple glimpses of your game, and it looked like you guys were just clicking. Like, you guys were rolling. You were playing fast, but, like, still in control. But then I was watching Public Enemy, and, like, they kind of looked like they were a little out of sorts. Like,
Cole threw the first drive. He threw a pick,
and that
doesn't happen.
And I've said this, and I've said this plenty of times. If you get behind more than two scores on Public Enemy, you're finished.
I agree.
You're absolutely finished. They're the best front running team I've ever watched play. But like Cole looked a little off, and you guys looked like you were just rolling. And I remember I was watching you guys. I looked over, I was like, oh, it's still going to be a close game.
Well, we pulled
and
away.
I was going to say, it's still going to be a close game. I turned around and won the field. I came back, and apparently Cole threw a pick, and
to Maddie.
It was returned for a touchdown.
Yeah, Maddie picked,
I think. Then, like, that was kind of the nail in the coffin.
Anthony, my brother, at the end of the game, my brother did.
Yeah, okay, because Anthony was running it back, and he was trying to look for a girl, but Cole was covering the girl, you know, trying to save. But it just looked like
that
you guys
put
had
us up 15 or 20,
you guys had their number. That was it.
That first drive was we won the toss. It's always big winning the toss. That always helps. Like, no bullshit. That really, I think it does.
Yeah,
do you take the ball or take defense?
I play defense.
You got to play defense.
We're a better team. We're gonna be up at halftime, and we get the ball coming out. That's how I look at it.
Good job.
So he threw a pick the first drive. I think my brother got the first pick, and then Maddie got one, and then Anthony got one at the end of the game to seal it. They just couldn't. Actually, you know what happened? You guys were down 14 or 16, I think, with a couple minutes, like 5 or 6 minutes left, and Jake ran a post, and it was a great route.
Cole missed him.
Cole hit him right in the hands. He fucking
dropped it.
I couldn't believe it. He beat Anthony by like three steps, and it fell into his hands. He just dropped it. Would have put him at the two.
Didn't Cheryl get hurt?
Cheryl did.
She tore ACL.
Did she tore?
ACL.
She's gone for the year.
Next year too, right?
Oh, yeah, fuck. She's not playing.
Dude, I was covering her when that happened. It was Cole threw it behind her, and she tried to stop. But you know,
that's when it happens.
Your leg sticks in the ground, but your body keeps going. It was terrible.
It was it's unfortunate that way.
Yeah,
get well, Cheryl.
Hopefully, she heals up real fast because she's one of the premier ladies in the league.
8 months, right?
Yeah,
8-12 months.
Yeah, she already told us she's out for the fall. So
no, dude, she's like Adrian Peterson.
I was going to say she'll be back by spring.
She'll be back in four.
Easy.
Yeah. So she's ready next week.
We're going to look different in the fall. Not guy-wise, but girl-wise.
You're going to have to in that scenario.
And it didn't help that they didn't have Botch.
Well, that
I mean, you play the cards that are dealt. I didn't set it.
No, you know? Dude, I'm the biggest believer of you. You can't control who you play.
Let's be real. If I wanted to, I'd lock him up, and he wouldn't catch a fucking pass the whole game.
Joey, I don't think there's anybody that you couldn't lock up. But, I mean, you did give credit to Bloomfield, so you think you could.
I didn't cover him. They didn't want me. No, I didn't. Come on. If I cover him, the kid doesn't catch a pass. He doesn't get off the line. You know what I mean? He's not getting 5 yards off the line. He's running digs. He's running slants. He's running underneath. You know what I mean? He's getting picked.
Remember, guys, when you play Joey Bats, hit him right in the ribs.
But he. Yeah. I didn't cover him that. My brother's
this
like.
Is a weak spot.
I'll give
his ribs. That's where he tucks his dick.
Everyone's
so punching you in the ribs is like punching you in the balls.
It depends what side you hit me on. Like, well, I fold him up. So, you know, if I would have covered him, and I was hoping he didn't show up to his playoff game. That's another thing. The kid didn't show up at all. So you can't be the best athlete in the league if you're not going to fucking show up. I can show up once in a blue moon and tear shit up.
You're talking about Derek Bloomfield? Because he was there.
Which one?
The best athlete in the league, you said. Derek Bloomfield?
He's making fun of Bocci right now. He's cut a promo on Bocci. Let him cut a promo.
In our regular season. Jimmy, get the fuck out of here. So I am the best athlete in the fucking. You're sitting
there
with the best athlete.
There it is.
You're sitting with. Come on,
God, fire him up.
Really, because Maddie has three championships.
I was going to say you do have the most important title, but I have more hardware.
All right,
than
gentlemen.
You, so.
Here it is. Here it is.
Next year,
we're
you're
back
up.
To it. Yeah. We're back to
next
it.
Next year.
What's going on the table? What's the bet between these two guys right
now? No,
here?
No. For the record, I mean, for what it's worth, like the last two times we stepped on a football field, I've beat you. So I guess I'm the best athlete in the league. So apparently, this is thrown right out of the goddamn window.
He's got a point.
And I have it recorded, and you admitted it, so it's over.
Against your bullshit team. I don't
know.
You
can't fucking beat your team, dude.
I think when we play you, every game, I remember last year when I was talking shit to you, and I'm like, we're going to fucking beat him by 100 points. It's going to be brutal. And then they came out and beat us.
Do you remember when I played you and I was like, dude, can you just let us win, please? And we acted so goddamn pathetic, and you just played like little bitches and we beat you.
This year, the week before.
But it worked so well, you got kicked out by the 8 seed.
This fucking asshole texted me the week before. He's like, yo, We don't have anybody showing up this week. Can we push
I
you
did.
Back
I had
week?
To...
I'm like, what, am I going to say no? Like, yeah, dude. I said no.
It was Memorial Day.
It was. I'm like, no, that's
brother-in-laws
fine.
Brother-in-laws were trying not to die.
A quick question, Joey. So when he asked you as a captain, you felt guilty?
Yeah, you got guilt-tripped it in.
No, because I told him specifically. Point.
The rules are the rules.
For you, I mean, yes, if it was anybody but
it's
you,
because
I
we're actually friends. Right, that's what it is.
I didn't want to embarrass him too much. So then I'm like, we're going to beat this team anyway.
All right, Joe K., are you planning to be in D3 in full?
I mean, probably, yeah, definitely.
All three of you guys are going to be in D3 in fall.
I've been wanting to play Gold Cup for four seasons.
So if all three of you put $100 in the pot,
that's $300.
That's like one bar tab for me.
Wait, Lenny, can I borrow $100?
Yes, but okay, how do you know they're all going to be in D3?
What? All right, well,
Joey Batt's team didn't win the championship, so he might, you know, protest and say, let's go to D4.
So you're going to trade Gryffindor for
I hear there's an opening out there.
Saying,
I'm pretty sure one of my titles is league coordinator, so.
That'd be kind of funny when you think about it. Where's Gryffindor? D4.
Put me in D6. Fuck it. I'm running the show.
They get upset by ARP and D4 in round one next year. Joey Batt, we never hear from him again.
Dude, in the last three seasons for my D3 team, I think. If we played 8 or 9 games a year, we've lost 4 times in the regular season. That's it. But we can't get out of we won the first round this year for the first time since we won the D4 a couple years back. We can't get out of the fucking, we're terrible in the playoffs. I don't get it.
I got the question of the day for you. So we're probably not going to have a banquet. We'll say we're going to, but we're not. Right. We just don't.
July 22nd.
Well, we'll get there. Yeah, we'll get
but
there.
Here's my question to you. Like, what's going to happen if we did and we hit awards and you win D1 MVP, but you don't win D3 MVP?
Well, he shouldn't because fucking blew it.
Well, let me answer that. Let me ask your question with a question. Is there a league-wide MVP?
Yes.
Yeah, but
that's
what
I want.
I'm not sure.
Three titles. Back to back.
And reigning best quarterback Daryl Carr Award winner. Yeah. So
and beat
some.
The most hated team in TSL almost, except for Garan.
Speaking of awards, Mr. K, captain of the ship today. Do we have an update on the illustrious
five. That's right. We do have a top five going on. Len, I don't have it in front of me. What did we decide was the current top five for the halfway standings for the five-star Best of the Bar Award, which
we'll
will be awarded at the
one.
Banquet?
Number five is Ricky Recchio from Sticky Bandits.
Respect.
Interesting.
Respect
number that. Four was Mike Baccio from Public Enemy.
Okay, all right.
Number three was Second Shift from Santa Secret Sauce. Dave Walter. The Most Honorable Prophet. Nice. Number two was Valerie Brunell from No More Doobie.
Yep.
And number one is the reigning and defending champion Godzilla, Paul Neiman from Public Enemy. Those are our halfway top five.
Again, those are the people you want to target.
That's a good list.
And number eight was Sherry, if anybody's wondering at home.
Sherry did come in at number eight.
She did come in at number eight.
Was I above Sherry? That's all that matters.
You're six, honestly.
I'm six? Okay, good. As long as I'm above Sherry.
That's cool.
The top five, and Sherry came in eighth.
Yes. And Joey Batt's, by the way, the bar is that place that serves alcohol. That's funny, about 100 yards from the field, in case you were wondering. You
got to get back to fries.
Too many, you know it. There's too many calories. Have you seen me with my shirt off? I'm fucking shredded.
Yes, we all have.
Shredded. I do got to get back to fries. I don't like to leave Tonawanda.
Yeah, no.
Lucky I came out to Blaisdell today.
All right, cool. So there's your top five. Jimmy doesn't have his computer plugged in, so we might lose all of what we talked about.
And by the way, real quick, Monster, you know, Ricky Recchio kind of came out of nowhere. Sticky Bandits and Tight Ends in Motion, there was Dave Klackler and a couple other guys. Those two teams, you know, I call them the conglomerate, if you will.
Well,
they were coming for Best at the Bar hardcore week 7, week 8, week 9 into the playoffs.
Well,
so
like three
they came
teams
out of
into
nowhere.
One, so, like, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah,
but those guys
stuck
were rocking
playing,
it the
like,
last 3-4 weeks of the season.
Shots with
did that kid hang out all day? Oh, that Ricky kid?
Those guys were, like, yeah.
Near the end. At the end of the day, yeah, kind of was.
Ding. But they were doing the last 3-4 weeks of the season. They were coming hard.
Interesting.
It was definitely fun. So there's that's it. So that wraps up football.
Well,
I mean,
real quick, I want to just go back to something that I think might have gone
overlooked that we won the D1 championship.
No,
that didn't go.
No, no, it has to go.
You won
about the D1 championship. Actually, I really do think
that I'm the greatest athlete in the league.
That your girls won you the championship. Your girls played amazing.
They're good. I'll give them that.
But Joey is the one that took out Cheryl.
Thank you.
Joey's the MVP.
They don't win without that defensive
play. He does what needs to be done.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
But Margo and
Viva
Taylor,
la raza.
Margo and Taylor actually
they did tear
like,
shit up.
Hold on. They would play like, I mean, I'll say this, not so good in like the D6 games. They each both had a couple key drops.
I agree.
When I watch you guys play in D1,
they don't drop a single thing.
Because I said that.
Never dropped
that
a single thing.
On our Breakfast Club team, it was like Taylor's like half-assing it, dropping balls and stuff. And I don't know if it was just because it was the morning or she just didn't care. And I was like, I know that she's better than this, right? Like maybe I'm just wrong. And then you watch her play a D1 game. It's like she's a different person.
Even Margo, like when we played him when they had Taylor, like Margo had a couple drops. Taylor had a drop wide open in the back of the end zone. Then I watch him play D1. They're fucking reeling in one-handed grabs. Like, it's insane. They played really well.
Margo did win 4 o'clock game drop ball MVP. So, I mean... Yeah. You knew she had something in the bag.
She's back, by the way. She was a little slow the season after her pregnancy, but she's back to normal.
I think she's back on the shelf because I think that they're going to try to have another kid or something. I don't know if that's breaking news. I don't know if that's she's not like pregnant or anything, as far as I know. But I know that.
I mean, you got to hold that off to defend the championship. I think
she has to. Yeah, that's more important.
I would think so.
You have to. Absolutely.
Go on, Jim. You look like you have something to say.
What do you have to say?
Are you connecting with me?
I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
No, go ahead, Joe. Please, continue.
I really have no idea what you're talking about here, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, congrats to the champions.
Yeah,
that's totally
cool.
Back.
That's so cool. Fucking cool.
So she better not get pregnant if that's what they're trying to do, because we do need to defend.
Shouldn't you send that out to the group text right now? Like, do it right now. Come on, if you're trying to have a kid, you can stop. Like, I have a reputation to uphold.
You know what? Honest to God, I really didn't save anybody's phone number but Garrett's, so sorry about that. Team 33, because I mean, you saved. They probably say. I guarantee they
saved definitely my saved yours.
They definitely saved
my phone
number.
If someone is ever gracious enough to get a text, a text from you, you got to save it.
Yeah, they should. Obviously, that's the first nation. Who is this? Oh, it's
Joey. He doesn't text people; they text him.
Jimmy, God damn it! This guy fucking gets me. He knows
all
it. Right,
we're in the off season now. I know that. Maddie, we're not having a spring banquet, but I do know that you have offered. We're going to the beach house in Wilson, right?
Correct.
The Maddie's having a cottage party on the 22nd.
I was just in Wilson today. Yeah. The water is literally almost up to the bridge.
Tuscarora
Yacht Club I was at today.
That's like 5 minutes from my
cottage. That little bridge is this. It's 2 feet. I was in a boat with a guy looking at a house, doing a favor for him, and we were in his boat. We had to lay down to get under the bridge. He goes, Lenny, the water's up like 5 feet.
Insane.
It's insanity.
So Maddie's going to have, like he had last offseason, he had his own awards, and he posted them on Facebook Live. I'm sure we're going to do the same thing.
Yep.
We're going to go out and have a party. I don't know if there's any restrictions on who's invited.
Everybody in the league's invited.
Even Ace?
Yeah. Dave Walters.
If they want to come and, feel shame for not getting any awards, sure.
I think if they showed
Dave
up,
Walters
though,
did want to be here today. He's been wanting to be around for a little bit. He's more than welcome.
No,
right?
How many of the ICs are you handing out?
I have 10 trophies that I ordered on Amazon Prime Day. Let me put it to you this way. I have 10 awards picked out. I ordered 12 trophies because it was cheaper to get a dozen. So now I have to think of 2 spare awards because you can't let them go unused.
We'll do that off air.
You know how people win Academy Awards who don't show up, but you do send
somebody
nice? No,
if you're not there, you don't win. You know what I do? I spike the trophy into the ground. It goes into a zillion pieces, and we keep partying.
That might happen to the people who win.
Could you give an award and call it the I fucking love you, no, I fucking hate you award and give it to Jay-Z?
That's a good one.
He'll be there.
Oh, I thought you were going
to actually Jay-Z.
One. That's a great.
Excuse
one,
me, Jay-Z is actually reigning most likely to get injured from last season award.
That's
winner.
True. We did have one of those. So
yeah, Jay-Z.
A lot of competition for that.
Most likely to take a shower in your cottage at Wilson.
Yep, Jay-Z.
He'd be up for that too.
That might be me. It
Jay-Z's there too.
That's
most likely to fall asleep and have sleep paralysis. He could be up for like 5 or 6.
We might just give him all of them.
We're making fun of Jay-Z for that topper shower incident, but the wine tournament this year it's official. It's on August 19th.
Can't wait to win the D1 championship.
Now, Topper was talking about having a party to break in the new house. He should potentially have his hot tub up.
Kudos to Topper, by the way.
That's what I want to tell everybody. Like, his house is amazing. TSL headquarters, this is what you guys have been paying
for. Closer to Lockport.
Further than party Lockport. So far away. But Topper's house is beautiful. It's got really cool LED lights everywhere.
Oh, my God.
It has one of those.
G16?
He has one of those raindrop showers, one of those awesome ones. And there's no way that Jay-Z's not taking a shower in the new house, too.
Is he banging chicks in there or no?
Dudes? Who? Topper or Jay-Z? Sorry.
Somebody.
I didn't specify.
Raindrop shower. Somebody better be banging in that shower.
Well, that's the other thing. He didn't move far enough because Julie still found him. So now he's just stuck in a bigger, better
bird
cage.
Did Julie show up that day?
Julie hung out with us the whole time. We moved Topper. Actually, it's kind of funny. We moved Topper once, and he said he had a U-Haul 2 weeks in advance. He goes to the U-Haul store. They're like, nah, it's at the other place. Goes to the other place. No, it's at this one.
Good.
Topper goes to that one. They're like, yeah, we don't have a truck for you. Sorry, man.
Good.
So, Pat, who are you? A couple of us move all of his stuff, whatever. So a week later, we have to help Patrick move the big stuff, like his beds, his couches, whatever, the birdcage. And we end up moving him. And as soon as we pull up to the new house, Julie's running in front with the dog, and it's like, all right, this is going to be fun.
With Gunther?
With Gunther.
She's already staying there.
Right,
she got a key already.
So we're just hanging out, and Topper
she knows the garage code.
Topper goes to return the truck because he actually got one for this week, and we're just hanging out, and it was me, Paul, Baccio, and Julie just kind of hanging out at a table. Oh, Mikey W. was there too, and it was kind of awkward for a minute, and Then we just started really drinking a lot, and we just got from 11 o'clock till, I want to say, 5, like, really drunk. Topper pulled out Past the Pigs, and it's a great drinking game.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Had to play. We started playing that way, and we just got fucked up. We invented a Vortex of Doom, and we'll have to show you guys off air. But, again, congrats to Topper. So every time he sends you an email that says the old address, it's new. If there's a new address now to send your checks for the league when you register your team.
I'm not paying next year, by the way.
You shouldn't have to pay. You're the world champion.
I earned Topper a Breakfast Club title. He should pay my league fees for all my teams next
Topper
year.
Topper earned you a Breakfast Club title. It's an odd year. He's the damn Eric Molds of Breakfast Club. Every other year he's great.
I caught 3 touchdowns, had 4
sacks.
Topper
caught 3 championships in Breakfast Club. Like,
in
he
3 out of 4.
This is my first year ever playing, and I bring him the title? Give me a fucking break.
You get credit, by the way, because I think if people took bets before the season of who would actually miss a bunch of games because it was too early, I'm pretty sure you were really
I was
high
there
that
drunk.
You
were
oh, absolutely.
You were behind Taylor.
But you were there.
What?
Taylor was
I
one.
I missed one game.
No, I'm just saying preseason okay. People were like, Maddie's going to miss like 3 or 4 games. Nope, they're every week.
Dude, I fucking sat up.
Was JJ in the final? Did he play in the finals?
Yes.
So he played every game but one.
Yeah.
Huh. At the Breakfast Club. Interesting.
I still caught a touchdown on him, so it was a better pick.
You know what's funny? I will say, I'll eat my humble pie. I said Peanut Butter Kelly Time was going to win the championship. And you know what I realized when we lost to them, and literally we couldn't even beat probably 3/4 of the teams in D6 with our Breakfast Club team. I like Travis. He's a nice guy. Travis is a terrible quarterback.
He is a terrible quarterback.
I realized that in the playoff game we played. I was like, holy shit, I thought he was way better than this.
I'm calling you out, Travis.
I don't think he's terrible.
Technically, he's really bad.
That game he played for us against Topper's team with the Bullet Club when he filled in, he was great. Like, he
you have
some
Newberry.
Throws.
You have JJ. You have some talent on that team.
Yeah, Chad's
all he's got to do is throw. Like, I don't understand why Sekatursky doesn't throw 50 touchdowns. Throw it 18 feet in the air to JJ and just let him jump up and grab it.
I did talk to a few of those guys, and I was like, so what happened to Breakfast Club? And the resounding answer was kind of like
suck,
Travis. There was a few people who said it was Travis, and then other people said it was just Maddie making Travis go nuts, so maybe it was that, but
Trev probably puked his brains out 6 times during that game.
Three times.
There's always technical things I look at when I see quarterbacks, and Travis doesn't have it. I like Travis.
I'm not trying to
be a jerk. It's not there.
When you look at probably one of the most technical quarterbacks in the league, and you look at me, like, what do you see?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
You literally defy my equations because I keep looking at you and I keep saying like
zero technical
all over and
zero.
Over.
No, we talked about that on the sideline.
You're
we
the
said,
one guy that
don't
makes,
even
I
know
literally. I don't know how he does this.
We literally looked at him, and this season we actually were like, Maddie looks almost like a quarterback now. It's really weird.
You
like,
are the anti-Maddie.
We're watching the evolution in front
and
of you.
God bless you. I love you, and it works for you. But yeah, I am as robotic and technical as they come, still, and I watch it, and I go, I just don't understand.
Still not sure
Philip,
how to throw it.
That weird Philip Rivers thing going
but
on.
But it works. It works.
It's all different. Finger yep. roll, underhand.
So let's see, what else is – oh, I did tell Topper that about the wine tournament, though. There are a few spots remaining, so, I mean, I know you guys are already in.
Who are you playing with?
He's my with team. Gryffindor.
Oh, Gryffindor? You going to play in D1?
No. I told Topper to put us in.
No, I'm pretty sure you guys are actually, I think you're in the same division.
A&A?
I think it's you two. It's A&A,
we
Gryffindor.
Have a recreational D8 that Gryffindor's going to be in this year.
We're
they're
going to
be by themselves. They're going to play a bunch
Joey,
of ninth
Joey,
graders.
Joey, don't worry. I'm not putting in a team. But so, yeah, I think it's, I believe it's actually – that's the only full division is A&A, Gryffindor, Showtime, and Drew the intern's actually putting
yes,
in a
he's
team.
Oh, nice.
So,
good for him. I like him.
I do like – he's a good
So that should actually be a fun – that might actually be a fun term to watch. Go on.
He's bringing his own team in?
Oh, I think
he texted me to
he's
play
leaving it. Topper's team.
That's how it starts.
Yeah.
No,
he is.
No, that's the thing. I'm pretty sure Topper actually confirmed
Topper, you
this.
Better...
He's Drew's leaving him. I think he's going to
You better get on the horn.
D3 team.
Drew thinks he's too good
really?
For
you. So Topper put in a team, and he said that his team's going to have some new faces because he's trying out new players.
This is crazy. B's wow. brother has a team. The intern has a team.
We can neither confirm nor deny that.
B's Holy brother, the moly. Dolls.
And that, Maddie, I'm going to ask
you
a question.
Next thing you know, Panda is going to have a team.
We're not talking to her anymore.
Oh, I didn't know we all broke
she's
up
out.
With her.
No, we don't talk to her anymore. Okay. Panda. What are you going to do? Are you nervous about Emily and Maddie's Angels?
No.
Okay, because there was all these rumors about Diamond Dolls. If God forbid they end up in the same division.
No. I mean, here's my thing is, you know, when you win a championship with a bunch of girls and there's a bunch of guys on the other side of the field, you just really don't think about who the
women
team is.
Women are just as good as men.
Women can just show up and I'm out there throwing touchdowns. It doesn't matter who's out there on the other side of the field. And I have in concrete writing from Emily that the only team she's ever going to stay with consistently through the rest of her career will be Maddie's Angels because she's like,
oh, all the other ones fold. So yeah,
but
yeah.
She says that. What if
concrete
but
in writing?
B's brother Could he woo her?
I'll leave. I'll go to Bee's Brothers.
What if he gets the corporate credit card and
Joey Bessa said he would throw for the Diamond Dolls.
If me and Joey can play, can split snaps, first half, second half, I'll play quarterback for the Diamond Dolls.
No, you got to have Maddie's Angels. There'll be Maddie's Angels who get the Diamond Dolls going. RSS Ladies. Well, they don't play in the fall. But and then there's Travis's titties, too.
I wanted to talk about that. Yeah, I want to talk about that. So apparently, like, the other girls' teams don't play in the fall.
I'm trying to get Ramir to play because I want to play quarterback.
I'm gonna play, and Maddie's Angels is going to play in the fall. And I don't know if it's too early, but we're also going to win the D5 championship.
Ooh.
I will tell. If I play with Ramir again, I will tell us to put him in D5 so we'll play you too.
Oh, no, we already beat you. You can stay
home. I wasn't the
You should earn your way to move up.
Hey,
Manny,
Manny Ice,
you think you're going to beat Gryffindor in the D5 final?
There's complete disrespect.
I thought they were going to D6.
Of course he does, because Jill's still hurt.
Complete disrespect. That's why that's why we lost a lot, because Jill wasn't there. Our girl, Jill and her sister are sweet, Jen. But that's disrespectful for this fucking team.
This is amazing.
We are the greatest. Fuck you guys. How about that?
You're not even the best house at Hogwarts.
No, Joey. Wow. I'm going to stop. Fuck you. Yeah.
You know what? We're putting it together this year. I'm making a prediction to what's July 13th at 8:26 p.m. Eastern Standard
Time. 2 minutes after
time.
Maddie just
You might win the D6 championship.
I'm going to repeat as D1.
Okay, I maybe.
Which.
I thought you weren't having a team.
If they asked me to play again, of course.
But
I
thought 33 was going to. I thought they were folding because they're almost folding every year, after every season. 33 is not going to be there, but then they are.
They always play. They always do. Somebody's asked me to play D1. I'm the fucking reigning champ. Come on, dude. I might play with Public Enemy.
I might make a team just to have Joey on it to have the reigning D1 champion on my team.
Lenny, can you at least try out Joey Bashes to see if he's better than Boccio and might have to cut Botch?
That's not even a question.
Do you know what? In a minute, he's going to be on his phone on his team texting because he has the Gryffindor numbers. Bad news, guys. We're not going to D4 like we thought.
Right?
Too much testosterone in the room. Gotta go to D3.
Guys, it didn't go as planned.
My mouth may or may not have happened again.
It didn't.
Bad news, we're back in D3.
That's on me, fellas.
Godspeed, everybody.
We're sticking.
Also, I'm just playing exclusively D1.
So what was your prediction? You guys were going to win the
D3
championship?
We're gonna win D3. We might lose. That's a good song. We might go 10-1. We'll lose one game in there because we want to have a couple people in there. You know, everyone misses a game or two. So we'll go 10-1 in D3. We'll run the show there. We're not going to score a ton, but we're gonna hold teams like 30 or 40 points, and we'll score 50.
ANA doesn't score under 50.
We're going to slow the game down again.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
We're going to win, bitch.
I have a question, and this is to more, I think, Joe K and Lenny than anybody.
Hiya.
Is I feel like we have some teams that need to move up. Obviously, that's what we've been talking about. But we've been joking around about Gryffindor moving down to D6. But let's be serious about a team that really actually needs to move down. And, like, I don't know if you guys got the heart to do it, but, like,
prime
what the fuck is going
players
on? Well, that's a given.
No, that's terrible.
No,
yeah,
but what's going on with Cobblestone?
Yeah.
Like, they gotta go down. I watched a
I
couple
agree
of their
with you
games this season. They were god-awful.
Well, they didn't have Garrett, but I don't know if they're in Garrett
anyway. And just so you know, Sam and Why So Serious, they are not playing with a couple people, and they're putting in a new team. They're not Why So Serious anymore. They're the Shredders. And Sam is not playing. If the logo is dope as fuck, it's Shredder shredding a football.
Their jerseys rock, by the way.
They changed now. But anyways, Sam is, from what I hear, is no longer playing. She is done with Cobblestone.
No, that makes sense because, I mean, even if nothing changed and Cobblestone stayed in D3 and Why So Serious ended up beating you guys, they said they were going to move up. And, well, then what happens to her then?
Right.
So she was going to have to make that decision anyway.
Well, right. I talked to Gerald at the end of the year. He said, no, we're not leaving, but, you know, things change. We'll find out.
I know. It's just like, I felt like, don't you feel like this was just such a
we need to scrutinize. This is a thing Topper and I had another conversation about. We need to do a better job with the divisions. There was a lot of things I wasn't happy about. We let it slide. I'm going to scrutinize divisions more because it was too much.
I watched a couple of their games, and like they were not good.
And
like,
and I'm talking more 4 and 5. There were some teams on the bottom end of 4, some teams in the bottom end of 5. You guys and Ace had no business in 6. We didn't know about you guys, but you guys literally were. It wasn't Bams and Cupcake shouldn't have been in the next D up.
They should have been in D4.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, there was so many things happening that we got to do a better job scrutinizing things.
I just think it was just cobblestone stuck out of my mind because, like, they've always been a player and they've always been able to win. And, like, I know Garrett didn't show up, and I know one player can't make a difference. But
you know what? But they got that fucking athlete guy who was barehanding interceptions because he was a stud.
But
so
they were
that
barely,
covers Garrett.
But they were barely fielding a team.
Yeah, they were.
I know it was bad.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, you know, you can't be in.
We'll address it.
Unless Daryl Carr starts throwing for the Diamond Dolls.
Believe it or not, the best division we had, CN's Prime Time Players, with D2 was actually pretty solid.
Yeah,
D2 was great. And D2 for a while there felt like anybody could win it, and Angry Buffalo came out on top. But I really think that, like, there, you could have said any of those teams that played that weekend.
I think we're going to lose some teams. I don't think we're going to be 56. I think some teams are starting to. I think we're going to be more towards 48 or 50. But we're going to take
better, honestly.
Well, that's something Topper and I've also had more discussions about. You know, this thing with the 50. You know what? Why don't we just go down? You know, we started this league with 46 or 48 teams. Like, who said we'd have 56?
No, it's just.
Actually, it was 40 teams.
I think
it
doesn't become a thing where, like, it just becomes if people want to play, you're going to obviously let them play. Like, why would we turn a team away? Because we're not those people.
It becomes difficult with the schedule. It becomes difficult with a lot of
things. Well, that's bullshit.
I mean, yeah, just when we were moving people's lives.
Like, for instance, we were moving Topper this weekend. One of the things we moved, besides the awesome giant cutouts of B's brother and Ramir that hang out in his garage, was the Field 6 sign. Like, we used to have a Field 6, too, that helped with scheduling and things like that. Sure. And we don't do that now specifically because, obviously, like, you saw the stretch of field that wasn't
being
touched.
Yeah,
to basically help it grow.
Well, funny you said that. We actually have a meeting coming up. I don't know if it's tomorrow or Saturday. We're going to be talking about the fields because that was something else I wasn't happy about.
Actually, well, no, they you actually used to have a lot of different things within this league that you don't have on the regular basis.
Yeah, where's the dunk tank? The hell,
dunk tank.
I don't know, but I will give credit where credit's due. I laughed so hard this year. A drop of pee came out when the fucking mariachi band walked out.
That was the best thing of all time. And that
literally laughed so hard I had to clamp it, and a drop came out.
That was pretty sweet.
It was amazing.
It was so random. No one knew.
It was so crazy
from Lenny's brain.
I fucking
it's something
I've
always thinking about. I'll keep saying this, and I've been saying this for a couple years now. And whether or not it happens, you'll know. I always said when it happens, it's almost time for me to go. But there's one more, and if this ever happens, I'm telling you. I have to walk away when it happens because
screw
I can't
guys,
top
I'm
it.
Going home.
You have to go
and
out on top.
It literally,
George Costanza style.
Not tonight.
It's when it happens, you
not
will
tonight.
Know. I've told a couple people, I say, when you see it happen, you better look to see if my truck's still in the parking lot because I might just leave because I can't top it.
Is this when you have somebody sing the national anthem, but B's brother parachutes in?
Well,
with
funny
American
you bring that up. I actually
parachute.
Tried to do that once. We can't because I asked this question. They're on a flight plan where you can't actually have a plane go over the Rose Garden. We looked into this. I'm not lying. This is where my brain goes. I actually tried to tell Beast Brother we're going to drop him out of a parachute and drop him onto Field 1 at 12 o'clock. And believe it or not, you can't. They won't let us. We actually contacted
the
FAA to find out.
Airport's too close. You can't do it.
They won't let us do it.
Believe it or not. No, I fucking believe it. I really believe it.
I'll never forget the look on Topper's face. He's like, you want to do what? And I'm like, yeah, we're going to drop him out of an airplane. We're going to, you know, like a buddy parachute. So he's going to be connected to somebody.
That poor guy is connected with. Oh, my God.
It would have been awesome.
All right, guys. I mean, we're getting to 90 minutes of just spectacular work here.
That
and
is amazing.
Maybe we'll just sit around and record a second show after this. But right now, let's just go to at the end of the day. Joseph Batts, you're now the reigning, defending world champion of the Topper Sports universe. How do you feel about everything? What are your last thoughts here, pal, going into the offseason?
About the league or about myself?
Anything. I don't give a shit.
I'm a fucking legend. Anybody wants me to play on their team, send me a text.
So you're a free agent?
No. People want to play with me. That's just what it is. Obviously, I'm a winner.
I don't blame them.
My teams win. You know, they've been taking shits on Gryffindor today, but hey, we're fucking winners, bro.
Yeah.
And 1 year in D1. I haven't played D1 since I was 19. I'm now 29, 10 years ago. And I won. So, you know, send me a text. I'm ready. And let me backtrack that. I'm not gonna play on your shitty teams. I'm not. Fuck that. I'll coach your teams up, and I'll make you fucking winners.
Consultants make the money.
There you go. That's
that is
it.
Gentlemen, Joey Batts.
I'll make you guys winners.
Salino Suarez, give him a call.
Matthew Ice, you're at the end of the day thoughts.
You know, it's not very often that somebody can bring home 3 titles in one day.
With a broken arm.
And with a broken wrist. I felt pretty good about it. But honestly, I feel like that's just another day at the office. You know, you punch in, you punch out, you win, you leave. Al Davis said it best. You just win, baby. You just show up, you win, and that's it. So I'm ready to win D3. I'm ready to win D5. And I don't even know if there's going to be a breakfast club next year or whenever we do it again. But I'm going to fucking win that again, too. It doesn't matter. I will say this right now. If I'm on Topper's team next breakfast club, even year, we will win the Breakfast Club championship.
I might play. Have to play Breakfast Club just for
Joey,
that.
You will
just
never fucking show up to Breakfast
Club. I played one year with me.
It was the best year of my life.
I did.
Okay, so you played one season in 10 years.
I stopped.
Hey, Gryffindor, this is Joey Katz. Good news. We're now not in D6. I got us in Breakfast Club.
Lenny is currently doing texting things just so people can get the visuals.
So I'm actually going to put one more thing I want to add. I didn't know this Diamond Dallas thing was a real legit like team if he's really going to do
this.
Oh,
still not, but you could make it.
I'm playing quarterback for that team.
Lenny, is that not everything you ever wanted today?
It's not official yet, but there have been discussions.
If it is, I don't care who the girls are, as long as is he suiting up or is he not suiting up?
Well, we haven't figured that part out yet.
Gotta have
him. I know he's working on t-shirts if it happens.
He's pressing them currently.
Plug load. It's a good deal, though. But I'm quarterback on that team.
All right, let's check it out with the five-star band here. James, what you got to end? Anything at the end of the day?
I want to say congratulations, Joe, on your first time driving the ship today. Excellent job. And thanks, Jimmy, for having me out here.
Thank you.
Nice job, Joe Cat. You.
Truly, though, you know, it's been a long time that we've been working with the league over the years, and thank you for coming back. Appreciate it.
I'm not going anywhere. That's Leonard Elba. This is it, man. Like, what do you got to say before we write off
this
spring season?
I'm just glad you're back.
Me too.
I'm just glad you're back.
Me too.
I'm going to tell you something. I always say nothing lasts forever, and I know everybody rolls their eyes, but I'm telling you guys, I don't know how much more longer I got doing this. I'm trying my best.
A couple more decades.
I'm getting older. I'm not a spring chicken, but this time it really got me, and I really took 3-4 weeks off. I came to a realization that I'm not leaving this league until I'm perfectly convinced that it's ready to go and that it's set up in the right position. I'm not convinced we're there
yet.
That's
more on me than anything.
Well,
I'm coming
back, and I've actually had some discussions with Pat and some discussions with Ramirez, so I'm going to do my best. It's still fun to me. I won't leave until I've had enough, and I'm getting there, but guys, you got to start following the rules, and you got to start doing this and the other thing. And next week, I'll be back. Everything's going to happen. We're going to start running our podcast again. I just need to be on the sidelines for a little bit because I'm still a little burned out, but I'm feeling good today.
When you go on your little vacations, do you go anywhere, or do you just kind of hang out?
No, I got to get away. You don't like my brain doesn't work like normal people, so I need to literally get away.
Here's a real question, though: are you ready for July 28th? Are you ready for that?
That's going to be the best. We go to wrestling, bro.
That's wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for that?
I will be.
Hell yeah.
I won't be at the wine tournament, I don't think. But I'll be at wrestling.
Wrestling's more important.
Yes.
Now. What about July 22nd, Lenny? Are you going to be there for that?
What day is it?
It's a Saturday.
I'll see what I can do. I like Wilson.
That'd be fun. That'd be good.
Yeah, if I could make it, I would.
We forgot one thing before we got to at the end of the day. You,
Ding.
Joseph Batts. So Topper had a brilliant idea.
I got his email.
Did you get his
email.
I'm glad that he did email you then.
I'm mauling things over.
Can you at least apply to be an Uber driver?
I'm mauling things over.
Because our long-term plan, and not to drop too much into it, is to have you and B's brother be Uber drivers and dash cam everything that happens.
I still do have
adventures.
The dash cam, by the way. I would never lose that.
So if you guys could be Uber drivers, Lyft drivers if you want. I don't know if that's above you, but go for it.
I can do that.
I really think you should do it. That would be a great off-season thing to do.
Even if he did it and just drove people from the TSL home, just so it was people that everybody in the TSL knew.
Oh my God, could we set up a,
like,
we've got
like
we've
Joey
got,
would have his car in the Rose Garden parking
that's
lot.
That's what he should do.
He'd flip the switch
make
on.
So much money.
What's the
big
top number
and
we already
big,
have?
Big Polly and me will get in and we just fucking
top.
Send it.
677?
Could you call 627 top and literally like we could come get you when you're hammered?
Interesting.
And, like, I'll do this too. We could grab my Tahoe. I mean, we could put like 20
people
in there.
You have to
and
do
me, Joey Bats, we'll get these brothers with dashboard cam on and let's just tape this.
All right, we'll figure this out more often.
I am mauling it over.
All right, well, I think you should do it. All right, and then I guess it was fun. It was fun actually
time.
Staring the.
Yeah,
it was fun
great.
Staring the ship. I mean,
great time.
It was hard not to have a great time with.
Look at the cast you
had.
Got here.
I mean, what are you going to do with it? Remember, everybody, if you do want a wine tournament team, come in right away. Let Topper know because there are only 6 spots remaining, maybe even 5. And hopefully, we'll see you on the 19th of August. Jim, I don't think we'll see you. That's a sad thing to me. But other than that, let's go. Have a great time. Everybody be safe this summer, and we'll see you next week with probably some dumb shit we come up with out there. See ya! What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. And to a dog, dog food is just food. And to a sock, a mansion's just a beach shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts. Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain.
arena waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls, such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could kill the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish. Yeah. These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.
When